Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, 100, spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it 100, spit it out your mouth.
Yeah, I know I said it time and time again. I know you heard it before. But motherfucker, I'm reloading! Welcome to the show, man. Thanks everybody for tuning into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to call into the show. Thanks everybody for tuning in to K1 Internet Radio. You're now rocking with Blizzom. You're rocking with one of the best of them, you dig? I own this little blog talk circuit scene. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100, the letter K, dash, the number 100. That's the internet site to get to the show, so you can listen to me live on the internet. And, of course, once again, 347-934-0966 is the number if you want to call in. Got a pretty interesting show that I'm going to have for y'all tonight, you dig? Episode 109, Media. Media, the media, friend or foe. But before we get into that, of course, you know I got to run down how shit goes over here at K100. Pay attention, people. K100 is, of course, a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. Chainless Entertainment is my my conglomerate, my home company that I started all the rest of my companies up under, CrossFade Magazine, Tweakhead Studios, and now K100 Internet Radio. With that being said, I want to make sure everybody understands that this is an extension of my record label, and we play music here at K100. If you're an artist, if you know anybody that's an artist, tell them to send their music to k100radio@gmail.com for me to get ready so I can spin the music. Okay. Don't have any real stringent policies about spinning music. You know what I'm saying? The music just needs to be good. Okay, don't send me any shit that you know you did with a fucking Casio piano and you recorded on your fucking cell phone. I'm not gonna play that shit, man. Alright? We live in the era of Fruity Loops and Pro Tools. Let's spend a couple $100 and get your shit sounding right. With that being said, y'all know I kind of stick to the independent circuit and scene. I rarely, if not ever, spend big name artists. You know what I'm saying? Because they got all the promotions and stuff that they need already. So I feel like, you know, fuck them. Stainless Entertainment is an independent, independent record label, and so I kind of got love for the independents. With that being said, send your music to k100radio@gmail.com in the MP3 format. Make sure it's good, man, because if not, you know the drill. You know how this works. Alright? Don't send me in the fucking heavy metal and country, you stupid fuck. This is the urban station. You know I'm not playing that. Why would I? I had three people send me some guy. That's how I know you motherfuckers just out here spamming and sending shit to any old kind of radio station. Because if you listen to this fucking show, you know goddamn well I'm not going to play that shit. Spamming motherfuckers. I'm a little perturbed today. I'm a little agitated. I don't even want to tell y'all why. It's not even really none of y'all goddamn business. But I'm a little on edge. You got to excuse me for episode 109. Hopefully you find people out there in K100 land will calm me down and, you know, bring me back to my lighter side. All right? We're on Facebook. We're on MySpace. We're on iTunes. Look us up. That's all I can say about that. If you want to know the quick way to find us, like I said, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. And look at the bottom of the page when you get there. You'll find links to my Facebook, links to my Twitter, links to my MySpace, links to the music for Chainless Entertainment, links to my personal Facebook page. All right? Once again, my name is Blizzom. All right, I'm the host of the show. Once again, if you don't know, I'm an artist and a producer myself. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when you think, keep that in mind when you're hitting me up about the music and all that. You know what I'm saying? You got to understand you're dealing with an artist and a producer myself. So, you know what I mean? You're not just dealing with a radio host. I was that first before I was this. All right? This is my new hustle. Get it right. So I'm getting ready to go read the synopsis of the show. All right, I'm cutting to the chase today. I'm not even going to sit here and spend a whole 10 minutes, all right, on what K100 is about. You can Google us at this point. Over 10,000, actually over 11,000 downloads and plays. If this is your first time listening, then you got a couple of episodes to catch up with. Actually, over 100. Do it now. So what I do, for those of y'all who don't know, welcome everybody that's on the phone lines. I got a couple people chiming in early, and I'm going to get to you. Oh, I see the homies on the line. He's going to be the first person in the line. I open up. What it do, homie? I'm going to come. Let me read the synopsis, and I'm going to open your line up, homie. What I do, of course, for every episode of K100, and if you don't know, I promote the show via the internet, Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, text messages, and email blasts. And for each episode, I write up a synopsis, because this is, once again, people, I don't know how many of you know what the hell a blog is, but this is Blog Talk Radio, and this is just an extension of a blog for most of us. You know what I'm saying? Not really me. I take it a little more serious than that. But keeping in the essence with the whole Blog Talk theme, this is why I write up these little summations and synopses of each one of my shows, so you can get a general idea of what I'm talking about. It's basically like a personal blog. And after that, right there, after I read it, and then you listen to it, and you look at it, and then, you know, we go from there, and we take the callers, and we keep it popping from there, all right? So this is what I do for every episode for some of you new people. I've been getting a lot of new people checking out the show lately, so I just want to remind y'all and just let y'all know, just in case y'all didn't know that. So, episode 109, The Media, Friend or Foe. I read as follows. You know, I still chuckle a little bit every time somebody reminds me that I'm in the media business. I do. I laugh at that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's funny to for people to say that. Even though I got a magazine, CrossFit Magazine, that I'm going to be relaunching again, you know what I'm saying, soon. Even when I was doing the magazine before I did the radio show, I you know, when people would say, you know, you know, Blizzard Man, you know, you media, you know, I always feel like I'm in artist mode 90% of the time. You feel what I'm saying? But, you know, actually, nowadays, I'm actually more in media mode than I am in artist mode. I spend a lot of time in the studio, but then I do a lot of shows, too, and stuff like that, too. And people be hitting me up, you know, for reasons that got to do with the my media arm of my company. You know what I'm saying? It's just funny to me sometimes. I lose sight of that. But I am, in fact, media. And so, like I said, every time I say Blog Talk Radio, I kind of seem to ignore that, what the hell it means. Now, I've been playing both sides of the field for quite some time, being an artist. And also being someone that critiques other artists. And it's like being a reporter for CNN and also being an active politician. Or like when these former athletes get jobs at ESPN. You go from one side of the field to the other. Now you become sometimes the bad guy because you have to sound off about people or situation that you might have, that you might not like. And these might have been people that you have had to work with in the past. You know what I mean? It's like when Chris Carter get on there and he criticized Minnesota or Randy Moss or whatever. It's like, damn, you know, you used to play with these dudes. You know, I kind of feel like that sometimes when I get on here and talk about certain subjects, but it must be done. You know what I'm saying? I have to put that to the side and just keep my opinion 100, which is what K100 stands for. It stands for keeping it 100. I have to remind myself of that, though. I have to remember that, look, when I'm doing the show, I'm media. Even if I don't like what's, I have to look at everything objectively. I give facts. Listen to all opinions. You know what I'm saying? And it's a little bit different for me. With that being said, you know, it can be kind of weird, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, doing that. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard for me sometimes, especially when I have shows about music. I did the Shout Bus Shouty episode, and it was kind of tough for me to be critical of other artists, but at the same time, I had to do the show because it was a hot topic. But the media itself is an entity which includes radio, TV, magazine, internet, newspaper, and it's a powerful machine. From the juggernauts in the game like Reuters, CNN, ESPN, Time, The Source, XXL, Sports Illustrated, even the damn paparazzi tabloids and TMZ, these entities yield a power that can kill and save careers and lives just by using words. Once again, the media can kill careers and actually drive people to kill themselves just by using words. Sometimes photos, sometimes video, but mostly words. Now you think about that and you let that marinate for a second. Freedom of the press is the most important part of our Constitution. Not the most important, but one of the most important parts of our Constitution. Because without it, once again, people, without the media, without the the freedom of press, you know what I'm saying, the Freedom of Information Acts and stuff like that. Without it, the rich and powerful would run amok. They would never get caught with their hands in the cookie jar. Love it when they get caught. But at the same time, the media has way overstepped its bounds and caused harm and invasion into the lives of everyday ordinary people. All right? And we know this to be a fact, and we're going to talk about all this tonight. Reports and video have come out about things people did in their private lives that were never meant to be public, and people have actually killed themselves over it. You feel me? Just recently, and I want you to understand that when you say media, there's all sorts of forms. There's social media, there's all kind of things. Like the little kid that just killed himself because his homeboy filmed him doing some gay shit, and he killed himself, jumped off the damn bridge. Now, that wasn't necessarily a direct result of the media, but the power that the media yields and the power of information, you know, he knew that so many people would hear about that, you know what I'm saying, that he killed himself over that. And the media has done that. The media has dug up stories and put stuff out there on people that was so embarrassing that they off themselves over it. So it's powerful. All right? So here go the question. Do you think the media is too powerful? That's the number one question. What is your opinion? What do you feel about the media? What form of media do you access the most, and why? All right? That means when I say what form of media you access, do you get your news online? Do you watch CNN? Do you read magazine? That's what I'm asking you right there. What's your favorite station to check out? Whatever, for all different kinds of form of information, you know what I'm saying? What's your favorite one? What are some examples of the media doing good and bad that you love and hate it? You feel me? Like, for instance, if you hated the way the media depicted Michael Vick as the worst person on motherfucking earth, you feel what I'm saying? When all they did was fight some fucking dog, that would be an example. All right? But if you like how they exposed FEMA and their mishandling of the whole Hurricane Katrina situation, then by all means, that's also the plus side of it. All right. Should we revisit the freedom of the press, thing, and tweak it a little bit in our Constitution? What do you think? You think tabloids are good or bad? What major media stories are you sick of right now? What's in the news right now that you just think the media just hyping the fuck up and you tired of that shit? All right. You know what I'm saying? I remember when the little white girl down there in Florida, crazy ass mama, killed her trying to act like, I was so sick of that fucking story. I couldn't wait for that shit to die down. I couldn't wait for Anna Nicole Smith to die down. I mean, god damn it, man. For real? Fuck did that bitch ever do? Alright, what stories should the media be talking about and they aren't? These questions are more today on K100 Internet Radio, man. I want to welcome everybody that's on the phone lines. Thanks everybody that's tuning in to the show. I know a lot of people have a strong opinion about the media, man. You know what I'm saying? And I do myself. And with me being media, and with me and my fellow BTR host, I'm finna get ready to open one of his lines up right now. Look, man, we have to understand that we are media. We have to understand that words are power. All right? It's powerful. I didn't understand. I'll be honest with you. I didn't understand just how much powerful having even this Blog Talk Radio site. Once you get a couple of hundred people listening, once you get all these downloads, once people start talking to you and they blasting your stuff out all over the social media, people going back listening to your archive stuff, it's been a lot of things that I've said, a lot of things that other people have said. We had an episode two episodes ago, somebody got into it real big. You know what I'm saying? You never know what could really happen or become of that. You feel me? Hopefully, you know, people don't take things to the extreme and just leave it on the airwaves. But you know, things happen. Shit happens, okay? You know what I'm saying? Shit happens. And so some people hate reporters, hate the news, and some people love it and embrace it. Me personally, if I had to pick a side, I'm going to say, before I even open the lines, I'm going to say the media is our friend. Because I can guarantee you that the media has exposed more corruption and more fuck shit in our government and other places than it has hurt people. So if in general, my answer is the media is our friend. In general. But But them motherfuckers can get out of hand, okay? First of all, I don't agree with the motherfucking whole notion of the paparazzi. I don't even agree with the motherfucking fact that these motherfuckers can literally camp out in front of your motherfucking house, take pictures of you, sell this shit, follow you around with cameras and shit, and you can't knock their bitch asses out. I always had that fear of fame. When I be doing music and shit, of course I want to get on. I want to make money from the music and shit. But I'm gonna tell you, it's the price of fame, and I feel like, to me, I might not necessarily need to be famous. at the end of the day. Because I don't know, I don't think I got the temperament to really sit there and let a cameraman just keep shoving the camera in my motherfucking face. And I told your puss ass to move out the motherfucking way, bitch. Me personally, I'm going to get sued. You feel what I'm saying? But then again, they got that right. That's the power of the media. So there's good and bad. There's good and bad to the media. You feel me? But if I got to save one, if I got to pick one, I'm going to go with it's good. I'm going to go with it's good because I know for all the fuck shit that goes on with it, all the lies and the slander and all this kind of shit, at the end of the day, investigative journalism is the reason why a lot of shit don't happen or a lot of shit, you know, got exposed, you know what I'm saying, in the past. So think about that before you answer the basic question that I'm going to be asking everybody today on the show. You feel me? Because a lot of people are like, man, I can't stand the motherfuckers. They so goddamn nosy. Yeah, but at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? They were so nosy, and they found out that the mayor of D.C. was smoking fucking crack. Do you really want that head to be mayor? I'm just saying. I'm just asking the question, nigga. You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to the phone lines. The first person I'm going to open up the phone lines is to my homie, Nooney Jr. Nooney, what's happening, homie?
What's up?
What's going on? I got the homie Nooney Jr. from the Nooney Jr. Live Show. Of course, I'm going to make sure he gets a chance to shout out his information on the show. You feel what I'm saying? And he's also a fellow BTR host, so of course I extend that courtesy out to the homie and leave his mic open. You know what I'm saying? He knows protocol with us doing that. We do that all the time on each other's show. All right? But I'm going to go ahead and jump into it because I got like a lot of people. This must be an interesting topic. I got a lot of people on the line already, actually.
Let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
Let me tell you something. Well, hey, man, talk to me, big dog. Talk to me.
Listen, man, what do you think about the media? What do you think about the media in general?
I don't think that they are friend or foe. I mean, well, actually, I think that they could be both. I'm going to ride with what you said, but I think the media is a friend of itself because they do what benefits them.
You're right about
that. You know,
that. Yeah.
You know, like straight up, one day they can love Blizzom, but the next day Blizzom is in Walmart giving a little girl a dollar for making all A's. They might turn that into you was trying to rape the little girl, and that's the media. That's just how they are. And if you don't have to even give them no ammunition to shoot you with. It's like they find ammunition, sometimes invalid ammunition, and they just run with it. And it's like this, you know, for example, I know a dude that was a chief petty officer in the Navy.
Uh-huh.
He got accused of sexual harassment and rape towards his subordinates, you know, his lower ranked people.
Right.
And come to find out, he never did it, but amongst the whole East Coast or all the naval bases, he was guilty because they put it in the Navy Times. They put it in that Navy Times newspaper. The entire Navy, entire Marine Corps reads this newspaper.
Right,
so this
right.
Chief Petty Officer, the great 20 years of naval service, was a rapist to his family, to his friends, and whether they accepted it or not, he was still a rapist.
Right. I think the worst part of the media is, it's got this thing called the court of public opinion. Okay? You feel what I'm saying? That's one of the worst things that's that downside, and I'm glad you brought that up. Because see, the thing about the media, they're so powerful, and they when they swing a sword, sometimes they can swing and not kill you, but they can cut you. You feel me? And you end up bleeding to death later from that cut instead of them just offing you and killing you. They may not have killed his career technically, but they cut him so deep and it bled so and it made such a nasty stain on his career. People still associate that with him, even if he was found innocent. You feel what I'm saying? Because you can be found guilty in a court of public opinion before you even get a chance to get all the facts. That's absolutely the downside of the shit. You feel what I'm saying? Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? You know, once the story get out there, then, you know, people just, you know, they kind of jump to conclusions. You know what I'm saying? And the media just puts it out there first. They sensationalize everything. Like you said, they in the business of helping themselves. And hey, I can't look. One thing about it, people always, you got to understand, the media is a business. It is a business. These magazines are businesses. These news stations are businesses. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, they got to sell ads and get revenue. And you know, like people say, when you watch the 6 o'clock news, well, the good shit ain't interesting. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they always put the bad shit on. You feel me?
And, you know, some of these rappers and some of these companies have turned the media into their friend.
Yeah.
Like for example, you know, Tupac going to jail for sexual battery or sexual assault or rape, it actually helped his career out.
Yeah.
Now, usually when you get accused of rape or sexual assault or sexual battery or sexual molestation, that hurts you. But in Tupac's case, the Tupac estate has made so many millions of dollars after he went to jail. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? And like, for example, with Lil Wayne, he went to jail for a gun charge.
Right,
Lil Wayne
right.
wasn't even the person that had the weapon.
Right,
but
right.
it doesn't matter. Like now, like Lil Wayne's stock has risen so much.
Yeah,
since
yeah.
he got accused of being a ghostwriter, stealing ghost rhymes. You know, he was gay. They said that they have a video of him kicking baby in the mouth.
Right.
Now, if they had a video of Blizzard Mnuchin Jr. kissing in the mouth, fuck us up.
Right. Exactly.
But with Lil Wayne, it helped him.
Why is that? Why do you think that? Why do you listen? Why do you think that some things in the media and some stories get twisted and turned so easily? And why do people buy it? Why do you think that? Why do you think?
Man, that dude is influencing a lot of people. I'm just gonna say that he's very blessed, man. I don't know. He's very blessed. He took all of the greatest qualities from all of the greatest artists, and he combined it into one person. And you know, it really worked. It worked for him.
Well, what do you think? Now, I'm gonna ask you this because you're a BTR host, and let me get ready to take some more of these calls. I got people raising their hand already. What do you think? Do you feel like you're media? Honestly, doing the BTR, doing the radio show, do you really feel like you're media? You know you are though, even if you feel like it or not.
I feel like I've been media since I was 5 years old. But as far as being a radio show, yeah, of course. I mean, because people see, I didn't know it was gonna get this serious, but I'm just like you. I get a lot of listeners.
Right.
And I don't mean, like, see, you know, like, sometimes you don't even know how many listeners you get because Blog Talk Radio doesn't even count all of them. See, you think that they count all of them, but they don't count all of them.
Right.
In some places where you can listen to and it doesn't even register to count. I actually sent an email about that to Blog Talk Radio, but that's a whole other thing. But anyways, yes, because I've got, like, since I've been doing my Blog Talk Radio, people take my music more serious now. So it has an effect. People are starting to take me more stuff that I'm saying. They might repeat it. They might feel like, oh, you know what, fuck me. Or they might be like, yeah, man, Nooney's right. That's how I'm going to live. So it's not even about Nooney. It's about the people that come on the show and talk. Because whether they know it or not, if you say something on my show, it is heard. And people will take into consideration what you have to say.
Yeah. They do. I realized it probably about 20 episodes. It took me about 20 episodes in before I realized just how powerful having one of these blogs, having this forum. You probably don't know, I had a magazine at one point, and you know, I'm gonna relaunch it again. But about 2 years ago, I launched a magazine. You feel me? And even with that, man, you know, just even that one to two issues that I put out, you feel me? It was crazy, man. I realized the power. One thing I noticed when I brought it out is like when I would be trying to go to like music conferences and all that stuff. When you would go to them places and you'd be registered as an artist, you would just be another artist on the roster that's performing and blah blah blah. Once I started going to these music conferences and I was CrossFade Magazine and I had the media badge on, I got way more interaction with people. More people want to talk to me. More people wanted my number, wanted my email. They want media. They want exposure because media can expose you. You feel what I'm saying? People want to be your friend. They want to be around you. They want to know your number. They want to know your name. They want to know what you're doing. You feel what I'm saying? And so, you know, you have to really keep that stuff in mind. And I really, and that was, before I even did this, I did a magazine, and I realized how powerful it was. This was my first run-in with it. So let me go ahead and ask you two more questions and get to the rest of these callers, because I got a lot of people on the line tonight. What form of media do you access the most? Like, what do you check out the most when it comes down to getting your information? Do you watch CNN the most or what?
In 2010, it's going to have to be the internet.
Okay. I'm anticipating most people are going to say that. Yeah. You're right.
You know,
I know most people going to say that. But a lot of people don't even do it, but I mean, I can't see why not. You know what I'm saying? Why wouldn't you? It's so easy, and it's so accessible now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, now, when I was growing up, it was the radio. It was mainly the radio. Now, you know, coming in about 16, 17, it was TV, you know. But now it's got to be the internet. It got to be Google Chrome, man.
Yeah, it is. That shit off the chain, man. Google is so you can call Google Media, you can call them all kinds of shit. They follow up on the media because they got so many tools and access to information that you can't not call them media. You just can't not call them that. And so they're a juggernaut in the game too. What about what are some examples of the media doing good and bad that you've loved and hated? Like, what were some stories that broke and you was like, damn man, I'm glad they got them uncovered that? And what were some stories where you feel like the media just got this shit all wrong? You can't stand the fucking media, they just twisting the shit. I gave my story I felt like the media depicted Mike Vick, and the whole way they handled the Mike Vick situation just made me fucking sick to my stomach. I was real hot about that. But that was more it had racial undertones and everything in it too, but it's still, at the end of the day, it was what it was. What do you think? Which one you got?
I feel like, I mean, I'm not going to say it's all wrong, and I'm not going to say that it hurts my feelings, but, you know, I look at the whole Kanye West situation with the little video, or whatever, like, people making such a big deal out of that. But, well, you know what? I'm going to talk about Janet Jackson with the whole titty thing during the Super Bowl.
Oh, man.
Like, you know,
that's a good one. That's a fucking good one. That shit there. Oh, man. Go ahead. That's a good one. I forgot about that.
Like, to me, it was inappropriate. But, I mean, America, this is primetime TV. Like, shit like this happens, and she wasn't the first person that did some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But, see, just because I think it was Janet Jackson, I think they just made a real big deal out about it. You know, I mean, you know, you don't have people beat up news reporters. You don't have other people do it, but nobody talks. Like, I mean, they talk about it, it's not that big of a deal. And I just feel like that whole Kanye West thing, like, who cares? If Kanye West wanted to do it, who cares?
Yeah, but if it's selling to people, that's the crazy thing. And then you got shit like Twitter. People are turning Twitter to their own personal arm in the media, and it's just, man, it's crazy out here right now with this media game. You can just jump into the game. Like, you know, we jumped into the game. We jumped into the blog talk game, and it's like that, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's easy. What? Give me one good example. I'm going to go to the next caller. I'm going to leave my line open, of course. But give me one example of some good shit that you really felt like the media got it right on that time.
I want to say 2008 Thanksgiving. Lil Boosie spent about $38,000 on bikes, clothes, jackets, and turkeys in Baton Rouge, you know, Louisiana. And he was buying like damn near every single kid something that, you know, like one, like, you know, the kids that didn't have. And he even bought kids that did have stuff. So it didn't make worldwide news, but in Louisiana. You know, that really portrayed him as the person that his mama raised him to be, instead of, you know, what he's getting portrayed as now.
Right. I like that. I'm fucking with it. All right, Nooney, tell him how to get to the show, homie.
All you got to do, www.blogtalkradio.com/Nooney Jr. N-O-O. N-I-E-J-R. And if you on K100 right now, if you on K100 Blog Talk Radio, after his show get off, after you get done with the after party, if you on the computer, just, you know, highlight that K100 and just type Nooney Jr. in there. N-O-O-N-I-E-J-R. And the phone number is 347-934-0213. That is 347-934-0213, and it come on Mondays and Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. West Coast, 8 p.m. Denver, Mountain Time Zone, and that's how you do it. If you on his Facebook, you buy links on his wall in about an hour or so.
All right, homie. Thanks for calling in. I'm going to leave you line open. You know how it works. Next caller on the air. T. Lewis, what's happening, homie? Oh, I see two people on the line. I'm finna open up both of their goddamn mics. This shit, they done did today on my. You two know who I'm talking to. Stand by. I'm coming
Game
to you.
Game Hunter and Ruby Candy.
Hey, obviously, I'm talking about them, and I'm finna open up their mics in a minute. But T. Lewis was on here, one of the first people. I'm gonna open his mic line. I see everybody else too. I'm coming to everybody else in the game. Y'all know how this works. I'm gonna get to y'all. T. Lewis, what's happening, homie? Thanks for calling the show.
What up, Liz? What up,
Nina
Junior? What's up, big homie?
So, T. Lewis, homie, what? First of all, what do you think? What's your general take on the media, friend or foe?
I'm kind of with Nooney Jr. on that. I think they're a friend of themselves, but in general, I'm with you, too. I think they are a friend, in speaking of overall general terms.
Okay. Give me an example of the media getting it wrong, getting it right. Like, they just totally portray some shit wrong, and then something that you really give them props on, like they hit the nail on the head with. Give me an example of each one.
I think one case where media actually hit it on the head is where, and I don't think really a lot of people actually looked at this particular topic, but a lot of people were showing where people were negative against President Obama and things like that about how he's spending all his money and helping bailing out all these companies and stuff like that, when in actuality the things that actually caused the company to go bankrupt were greedy bankers, I should say, and actually the government spending money on unnecessary research for years and years concerning drugs and all these popular medical things that are going on that's been debunked and no longer valid.
Uh-huh.
I think they did a really good job of showing that, and I was like, nah, it's not all Obama's fault, because he ain't gonna say that. Tell me if George Bush was still in office, he would have let them come.
Well, you know what though, but see, Lewis, I gotta, I don't know if I agree with you, like, because listen, let me tell you something. If they really showed, actually, if the media really was showing that a lot of this stuff really isn't Obama's fault, then I don't think the damn Republicans would have took the Congress back this past election. I know it's got a lot to do with motherfuckers being complacent and not goddamn voting and shit like that. But still,
yeah, I think it's more complacent than anything.
And I will fault him.
Yeah,
he needs to fire Robert Gibbs, his press secretary. I mean, he should have fired him immediately. He sucks. But even on top of that, of course, his messages wasn't getting pushed out right. But I don't know if the media really, outside of MSNBC and kind of sort of CNN, I don't even know if they really portrayed him in that light. I think the media still putting a lot of this shit on him that really ain't his fault, to be honest.
Yeah,
with
the ones, I mean, like you have your places, like the problem is that a lot of news media, or I would even call it, in some cases, investigative journalism or news media, I'd even call it, they're not actually reporting news. They're just reporting their take on the news and what should
be
happening.
True, true.
So when you look at, like, Reuters, and the best thing that I do is, like, Reuters is a German company, a German multimedia company, so I try to look at them so you can get an outside perspective on, because they just look at the facts of what's going on in the U.S. because they're German. So it's like,
right.
Okay, if this happened and that happened, maybe this over here wouldn't have happened.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I get a perspective on one side and a perspective on another side. And it's like, okay, they are focusing on this because they have their own agenda to go on here, but then over here there's really no agenda. They're just reporting the news. So once you can filter out all of the mess, you can actually get down to the facts.
Right.
So,
what? Give me an example of a story that you feel like they got it fucking wrong as hell. Some bullshit. They just portrayed the shit all fucked up in the media.
Man, because you were saying Michael Vick, Nooney said Janet Jackson. I'm trying to think of one. What's a good one? I thought Mike Tyson was messed up though.
Well, I think the media.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, man. Mike did a lot of crazy shit.
Yeah,
he did a lot of crazy stuff
that didn't help him.
Yeah.
Listen,
you can't blame the media. You know, you can't blame. I don't want people to listen. Like, even when I say the Mike Vick shit, I don't want to say that the media caused Mike Vick's problem. You feel what I'm saying? Mike Vick was doing some retarded shit. This nigga know damn well he too rich to be fighting these dudes, committing a federal crime, nigga. And you know, dog fighting a federal crime. I know you don't want to take it like, you know, you might not think there's some bullshit, but everybody know that's a Fed charge, all right? Niggas know that's a fair charge. Still want to do the shit anyway. So at the end of the day, you can't say they caused this problems, but they just ran it and highlighted everything. You know what I'm saying? I think they just ran the story into the ground and really just depicted him and just like he was the worst person ever. What you want to say, Nooney?
Hey, I mean, you're right. But I want to say, I don't think everybody knows that it's a federal charge, but that's not no big deal. But listen, because, see, it's so common that I don't think people even, like, they know it's a crime, but, like, niggas, it's like shooting dice, you know what I'm saying? But, like, and I'm not saying that they shouldn't have did it like that, but they really did make him look like he was a terrible, terrible, you know, human being. But it's a lot of people that fight dogs.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of people that do it, and he's not the only one. He was just the only NFL football player that got caught doing it. That was black and was a black quarterback. See,
right? You know, that's what I'm saying. That's why I say they sensationalized it. My point is, Nooney, when you got other NFL people who have got drunk and killed people with a DUI, and they didn't get that kind of media hot spotlight. When the spotlight that was put on Mike Vick for fighting dogs,
you're right, man.
This is my problem with the media. You feel what I'm saying? They put the spotlight so bright, shining so bright on him for that offense, but you got people in here in there who beat the shit out of their wives, who done killed people with DUI charges and everything,
right.
And they didn't put the light on them like that.
Hey, what's old boy named Ray? He killed his old lady, didn't he?
Ray Carruth.
Ray Carruth, yeah.
Yeah, Ray Carruth. Now they put the light on him when it went down. They put the light on him while it was going down. Though while it was going down, they did have the light on the homie. It put the light on.
But it wasn't big as Michael Vick, though. It wasn't big as Michael Vick.
Well, he wasn't the quarterback, I guess. Is that the point? You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
He didn't have $100
million contract. A black quarterback.
True. Yeah. With $100 million contract.
I will say this, though. This is one thing I will say. I think with what Nooney Jr. was saying about the media being their friends, because if you think about it, before that whole Michael Vick thing jumped off, there was nothing of importance or any significance going on in the news at that time. And so it behooved them to just amp that up, like, oh, this nigga's killing dogs.
Right.
So we don't have any story to sell, so we got to sell these papers. We got to get people to tune in to ESPN. We got to get people to tune in to ABC and tell the world how horrible of a nigga this is. Because
you want to know what's funny? That situation created a lot of money for a lot of people.
It did.
And Peter, too, because Peter didn't have nothing going on either. Peter was just chilling.
You're right. Those motherfuckers got so many donations and shit behind this whole Michael Vick story. I wish I knew how much money they was getting donations before that and during that and after that, man, because of his story. Of course, they're going to run in the ground. They're going to send protesters out and do all this. You know what I'm saying? Even though they're not media, you feel me? The media still gave them a leg to stand on and gave them a platform to put their story out there. You feel what I'm saying? At the end of the day.
Media gave them niggas some ups. Them niggas were dunking everywhere.
Right. Dang. All right, let me go to the next call. I got a lot of people on the line. All right, stay on the line, T-Lou. Right. Nooney, you know your mic's open. Welcome, everybody, to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show if you listen to me out there in www.land, all right? 347-934-0966. We got plenty of time, so everybody hang on. I'm going to get to everybody's line, all right? I see you, LL. I see the homie, Jana, 813-305-678-44. All y'all, 850. I'm getting to everybody. But I must open up these next two mic lines.
It's ready to rumble!
Game and Ruby Candy. Both of y'all mics are open. Okay. Listen. Y'all know what's going on. First of all, I'm gonna break off from episode 109 for a second. My outtake on the media. All right, because I got media in the building. I got Game Hunter on the line. I got Ruby Candy on the line. Both of these are fellow BTR hosts, just like me and Nooney Jr. are. I'm gonna really quick get to the bottom of what the fuck happened on the Game Hunter show last night, Bedroom Thugs. And why the hell are you people beefing on my damn K100 page?
I put like this. I don't really have nothing to say about the topic because I'm not beefing with nobody. I really don't care about it. So, I mean, it is what it is. I'm too old to be sitting up here fussing and arguing and beefing with a grown-ass man.
Okay, that's Ruby's stance. Game, are you taking that stance? And I'll move on if so.
You said what happened?
I said, are you taking the same stance as Ruby? Would you rather not talk about it? I'll move on to the episode if you don't want to talk about it.
Nah, I'm going to break that shit down smooth. I ain't going to go too hard on it, but...
Tell him you mad, son!
Basically, I'm not even mad. It ain't no beef, man. Like, you got to be some type of conglomerate to beef with me. You
right.
understand what I'm saying?
Not
last
really beef, but this
disagreement,
hey,
discrepancy.
Hold on, Are you saying that she is less of a conglomerate?
She not no conglomerate. Like, nobody knows who I am, so motherfuckers deal with my brand name. Point blank. Like, ain't nobody smoking weed with me, hanging with me, and chilling with me. This is some business shit. Yeah, I mean, a fair exchange, no robbery. So, you know, basically, long story short is this. Ruby Candy, she's supposed to be on some co-host shit on the Bedroom Thug Wednesdays now. Being though I wasn't too sure, we wasn't, like, around each other or did any type of business or any type of social networking together. You understand what I'm saying? I kind of kept testing it at the end part of my show, which is Tuesday. So far, all the shows that we've done, I have gotten them on external websites and syndication, Hood Box Office, HoodPornPass.com, and shit like that, where our shows is getting 1,000 views in 2 days, or the shit, little bit of shit that we did, a little 20 minutes worth of shit. Now, I said, if I make this move, when we were talking on the phone privately, I'm going to need you on point. Now, a week ago, I didn't do the show, because I wanted to let her know a couple things, like, yo, make sure your background is good, this, that, and the third, because I'm really pushing myself for syndication, and I need people that's 100%. So if you can't be that, don't mess with it. Now, the other day I dealt with her, and we was on her show, and I kind of had a hint where she was like, I really don't really care too much about it. I'm just doing this to be doing it. And I'm like, I'm not doing this shit to be doing it. I'm trying to put my name out there. So everything I'm doing right now, it counts. You understand what I'm saying? For other things that I do. And yesterday she called, you know what I mean? She texted me or whatever, and was like, yo, watch out for her. She said, I'm going to be back and forth on the show. So I was like, well, fuck it. You know what I mean? I'm going to work my way around that shit and see how I go. We connected or whatever. I'm going to see how I go. But I told her, I said, well, don't even sweat it. Do your show. You know what I mean? It's a time difference or whatever. I'm going to save it to the last half an hour of the show. So during the last half an hour of the show, which is like 1 o'clock, I said, yo, we're going to open it up for Candy. And then she texted me like, yo, I'm going this, that, and the third. But that was way before that. At the end, I'm talking. If you hear me on the show, like, Candy, what's up? Where you at? You there? Nothing.
Yeah, I texted you, and what did I tell you?
That was before that.
That wasn't before that, because I called you, and I told you, I said, hold on.
Yeah, listen.
I said, because them two guys were talking.
Calm down.
No, you're not supposed to put me at the, like, it was like, my whole fucking,
Listen, all I'm going to say is, anybody that feels like that feel I'm not telling the truth, listen to the show, because I'm the asshole saying, Candy, I'm the person that said, yeah, she texted me, she going back and forth, she said she got disconnected, now she's back. This is my words on the show. So, I mean, it's petty, but I'm just like, yo, be a person of your word. If you're going to do something,
right,
take it seriously.
And I was, and you hung up, because I told you, I don't think I did, I was still on there, and I hung up on, when Twinkle was on, I said, Twinkle, I told Twinkle to handle the show, I hung up with that show, and I called your show, I called your fucking show, and then I put the phone down, because my baby fell out the fucking bed, and when I came back to the phone, you hung up, and I called you back. What you say? Oh, you wasn't, I was calling you, then you muted my ass, and you said, no, it was not way after that. You muted me, and you said, well, I have these other chicks, you know what I'm saying? I have these other vibes, whatever the fuck you call them. Hell, and I said, well, you know what? How them do it, and they can have the motherfucking show and the boom and the dick that they roll in on. That's exactly what the fuck I said.
Hey,
Blizzard. I'm not going to take that shit off far. All I'm saying is, listen to the show. The proof is in the pudding.
I don't care. Let her do it. I don't care. Like I told you, I don't care.
She ain't going to let me talk. She knows she dead
ass. I'm muting myself.
Well, cool. One yourself, too. I'm just like, man, that shit is some bullshit. Like, would you... You don't want people calling your show playing around.
Hello.
They say they're going to co-host and shit, and you trying to put your name out, just like y'all just said. The media is important. The whole globe is listening to this shit. Oh, I don't want to look stupid. You understand what I'm saying? And there's other people that deal with me every day, every week, and they're like, yeah, we ready for this because we've been promoting it and pushing it. She's been putting her little bit of shit up and this, that, and the third. I'm like, all right, cool. I'll be having my son with me when I do the show. My son get up, be doing some wild shit. I know what to do, you know what I mean? Yo, let me put them together and shit like that. I mean, like, she could even came back in on overdrive, but I mean, I ain't got time for that shit. Just get your fucking priorities straight, man, shit. That's all I got
my priority straight. This ain't my priority. My priority is in the house. That's my priority. That's my priority. And when I said I didn't give a fuck about the show, I wasn't talking about the show. I was talking about the one with Twinkle. I don't give a fuck about that. That's just something to do. It was just something
right, listen,
that we
man,
did.
Listen.
It was something
I'm
that
done.
We
okay.
did. But I
all
was
right.
there. Every time you told I was there.
Right.
I was there on your fucking show. When I texted you and I told you I'll be there, I said I'll be there in a few. I was not there. Yes, I was.
Right.
And then you were talking
media.
To me.
I'm a person who's been promised a lot, and I haven't got what I was promised. You know, I was in the military, so I believe in firm statements and all that type of stuff, firm action, firm backing up. But I also know Ruby Candy, and I know that she's just having fun. Like, my advice to y'all, and y'all could tell me, fuck myself, I don't really care. It doesn't matter. But, you know, my advice for Game, next time that you attempt to want to, try to, you know, incorporate somebody in your serious and strict business, you know, do, I guess, do a more strenuous or more, a more rougher criteria screening type of progress for a person. Make sure that they fit in with what you're doing. It don't matter if you're right or wrong. It don't matter if you're immoral or moral. If they don't fit in with what you're doing, it doesn't work for you. So it doesn't matter if you want a person who has 10 wings and 12 picks. If that's what you want, then that's what you want on your show. And if you don't want that, then you don't want that. And with Ms. Ruby Candy, I just think you just need to be a lady and just keep it moving. Just
right.
be
and
you.
That's what, and that's exactly what I said earlier. I said she ain't have a lady on last night. I've been doing shit by myself.
And that's what I was
I
saying.
Mean,
I'm sorry. You know,
been,
I'm sorry
listen.
That, you know, hey, my kids
yeah, listen,
come in between
I,
your fucking.
Not, like I said, it's nothing to be upset about. It's just like if I talk to you on the phone and we doing something, you understand what I'm saying? Just be 100 with your shit. Like if it ain't looking good or whatever, be like, look, I can't really fuck
hey,
with it because basically
please.
I'm doing this shit for fun and
right.
I ain't really too serious about it and I'm
okay.
not going to be available with consistency.
Hey, Blizzle.
And that's
but,
it.
But, hold on, but Game, I told
Blizzle.
You. What did I tell you? I told you, yeah, I would do it.
Ruby
I told you, that's what I would
Ruby
do. I told you that. Hold on, Nini. I told you, Game, I would do it. Didn't I tell you that? I told you that I would do it. I'm sorry that, you know, my baby, he wakes up or, you know, shit, he starts crying. But do you hear him crying when we was talking about sex on your fucking show? Did you hear him crying? No, you did not. Every
time
I mute myself, I mute myself. But it's not the bedroom thug, though. It's not the bedroom thug that you hear him fucking crying on, is it?
It don't even matter because when you
have
a show, it'd be the end
part
of the show.
It doesn't matter. And I do mute myself. I do mute myself.
Man, I'm finished, man.
I'm done.
I had to let him air him out because, you know what I'm saying, I'm cool with both of them. And, of course, this is K100, and they've been beefing back and forth on the K100 page. So, you know, I'm going to give him the format and give him the leeway. I gave him 7 minutes and let him hash it out, and everybody heard both sides of the stories. Ironclad, you feel me? Like Nooney said, everybody just move on. Was it that serious? Probably not. You know what I'm saying? But hey, these are my fellow BTR hosts, and I'm gonna show them that love. Go ahead, Nooney.
Hey,
what's the next caller? Yeah,
Blizzard. They hit me up on Facebook, and they said they think that Game wants Ruby Candy's pussy, and that's why he's mad. That's what they just said on Facebook.
No, it's not even about that because me and Game don't even do nothing like that. So it's not even about that. It's not even about that.
Facebook said it. Not me.
I know, not you. But it's nothing even about that. That's not even the reason.
Well, right, because if you read what Facebook says, she the one getting her nut off of what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Fuck that noise.
Hell yeah, I got my nut off by that bullshit. I certainly did because I was in the tub the whole fucking time.
Trying to tell you, that's that bedroom thug shit. Serious, man. No fucking joke.
I was in the motherfucking tub the whole time getting my nut off. I damn sure was.
All right. Dang. Okay. I'm moving along. Damn it, I got people on the line that want to talk about the fucking media. Friend of foe, would any one of you like to talk about that? And I'll leave you mic. You, any one of you want to talk about that, Game, Ruby? You want to talk about the media, Game, Ruby? While I got you on the line, so I can go to the rest of the call.
Yeah, all I can say real quick, because I'm about to bust this fool down, the media, it can help you or hurt you. It's all about, it's just like the Bible. It's about how you interpret it and how you use it to your best interest or to take niggas down. That's all that shit is about. That shit is friendly with everybody, but every day the media style changes. So be aware and don't get too close.
All right. That's what words from the Game Hunter. Game Hunter, tell them how to find your show real quick, and then I'm going to ask Ruby. Game Hunter, how to get to the show?
Yeah, we're doing it Mondays and Tuesdays. Bedroom Thug Wednesdays is an optional. I have to reset up. Blog Talk Radio, Game Hunter DVD, Game Hunter - DVD music on blogtalkradio.com. We do it every Monday and Tuesday, 11:30. Make it Mondays, air it out Tuesdays, 347-237-5272. Tune in or be tuned the fuck out.
All right, Ruby Candy, what would you like to say about the media,
yeah,
baby?
Get tuned out like Ruby Candy did.
Can't talk right now.
Okay, you can't talk right now. Okay, I got you. Moving along. All right. All right, everybody, that was Game Hunter and that was Ruby Candy. Both fellas, they had a little spat about
the lover's quarrel.
Situation. Yeah, had a little squall, but I had to make sure everybody got a chance to air it out on the show. This is what we do over here on Blog Talk. If I had a beef with one of them, they do the same thing. All right, LL, what's popping, baby?
What's going on?
Thanks for calling the show.
Of course. Wow. All right.
Hey, whew. You know I had to let him do it. You know this is K100. We pulls no punches over this motherfucker, okay?
That's the problem.
Oh, I see the 813, you up next. Okay, LL. First of all, I'd like to point out that LL is not a BTR host, but she was a host on a major network down to 107.9 down in Panama City for a while. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's why I always like to get her opinion and get her on the show. She's in film school right now. Yeah, she's in film school right now, but she was one of the hottest DJs down in Panama City on the 107.9 affiliate down there. She used to look out for me a lot, got me interviews and stuff like that with the station and got the songs played and all that. So I got love for her. She's in film school right now, so that's why she's not doing it anymore. But I still respect her as being media. She's been there. She's done that. So, LL, what do you think about the media in general, friend or foe?
The media is a friend in sheep clothing.
Okay, elaborate.
That's what the media is.
Elaborate.
One fact that a lot of people don't know about the media, and you can look it up and you will find that it's true, is that the media in the form of television or web can lie to you and not go back and have to go back and correct themselves. When it comes to publications, everyone's governed. I want to say FCC, but I'm thinking I'm wrong with FCC, so I'm not going to say that. Everyone's governed, just like radio's governed by the FCC. Everyone's governed by somebody. And it is a proven fact. There was a reporter on a television news station who found out that there was something in milk that caused cancer. She was scheduled to deliver this report, omitting that information. She went to her bosses and told them, well, I don't want to do it because I feel like it's my duty to include that information about milk. And they took it to the highest court, and she was not allowed to deliver that report, including the information that milk, something found in milk can give you cancer. So the media can lie to you and get away with it. Publications, however, when it comes to publications, if they state something that's incorrect, they have to then go back and correct it. Now, it may be in the smallest corner on a big advertisement page, but it does have to be printed. The correction does have to be printed. That's why media is a friend in sheep clothing. Look up the movie Orson Welles. He is one of the biggest, was one of the biggest. He started, I forget which newspaper, but it ultimately went up and, you know, involved the Today Show and everything else, I do believe, that network. Orson Welles, when he created this newspaper, he sold stories. This was during the time where newspapers were just starting to come into circulation. And people wanted to read something as entertainment. Newspapers started to come into circulation mainly because books started to go into circulation and people, it was entertaining. So they would listen to the radio for their news, but he thought if he could get the news into the paper and people would buy his papers, then, you know, that was a way to make money. Of course, he was right. He started his first news stories totally based off of lies. Totally based off of lies. Mm-hmm. But knowing that no one can go back and truly track it down. Now we think we can go all the way to the source and find out whether it was true or not. But that's not necessarily true, because it's only true if so many people claim it's true. It's only false if so many people claim it's false. And whoever screams the loudest determines whether it's true or false. That combined with the fact that media can lie to you and not have to ever go back and say, I lied. The media is a friend in sheep clothing. They will tell you what you want to hear or what they think you want to hear. Media plays off your emotions all day. The things that interest you emotionally are the stories that sell. That's why PETA was able to stand on that leg with Michael Vick.
Okay. Touche. I like the point. I also like the history lesson in Orson Welles. Give me two forms, give me two examples of the media doing really good and exposing something that they, and you feel like the media got it right, and something that you feel like they got really wrong.
I'll give you one example of both.
Okay.
The war in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
They do a good job of trying to keep people involved, and they do a bad job at the same time because they don't tell the truth. They don't tell the whole truth about what's going on over there.
I know the truth.
Let me ask you, Noonie, since you was over there. Noonie was over there, I think. You was over there, and Noonie, is the media outtake on the war accurate or not? Is it even close?
No, man, it's not close at all to me. I mean, you know, to me, they over fabricate a lot of stuff, and they make stuff look a certain way, and it's not truthful to me. And I've been to Iraq, I've been to Afghanistan, I've been to Kenya, I've been to Brazil, Ecuador, and I've been to Cuba. And I know that we were talking about Afghanistan and Iraq, but I'm talking about all the conflict areas.
Right.
Oh, yeah, and then that's what I'm saying. That's another one of my points. The media picks and chooses what they're going to tell you, and then they pick and choose what part of the truth they're going to tell you and what part they're going to cover up for you. You'll never get the whole truth from the media, ever.
You don't think so? You don't think so? Do you think that? Well, I know you're right.
Especially not when it comes to political things. They're going to tell you exactly what they feel like you need to know politically wise. That's all they're going to tell you. And then you're going to get enough of them, and if you think about it, and think about it, and you can research it. It's fact. Look up the major networks. See who owns the network. See if they're Democratic or Republican. And by that, you're going to be able to tell what part of the news they portray.
Yeah, true. Just like, you know, of course, when Fox News got, you know, a roster of conservative and Republicans, Obama bashing people, you know what I'm saying? You know, you look on the flip side, you got MSNBC with all those guys over there, you know, kind of pro-democratic guys. And I think CNN, you know, CNN was kind of down the middle. I remember when they had some people, you know, their attempt at keeping it really down the middle when they had Glenn Beck on there, but
they
he was so extreme
to,
they had to kick his
like
ass off.
Keeping it.
Yeah,
they attempt to seem like they're keeping it down a little bit. If you really pay attention, they're always going to sway to one direction or another because it goes all the way back to the owner.
What about shows like Variza Carya and Anderson Cooper? I think those shows do really good at just busting down the facts.
You know what? And they do a really good job of making you think that. But if you really sit down and analyze it, they sway to one direction or another. And you're always going to be able to tell by researching and finding out who sits on the board of those companies. And if you find out who sits on the board of those companies and you're able to tell their political views, that they're going to make you think that. Because in everything that you do, just as in music, you put out – you put out something hot, you put out what's going along with the times, right?
Uh-huh.
Then you put out something that's more yourself, that's going to attract your fans that, you know, okay, they can relate to me and my struggle. And then you put out something for the – you try to fit every demographic in your album. You do.
Right.
And just like you're trying to sell your album, they're trying to sell their station and their ratings. So where they might have a way to the left conservative show, there may have – on. It's the same network, mind you. People, they know that the general public don't know to break it down that far. So you're going to be watching, and they're going to have one way to the left, one way to the right, and they're going to get you to lock into one in the middle that seems like it's in the middle. But if you go back to the owner of it, you're going to see that, you know what, it seems like it's in the middle, but it's really not. Because that's the way they get people to go out and vote. That's the way they are able to be impressionable on what we do, what we buy, what we eat, how we sleep, what we sleep on. Television controls every aspect of our lives, the media, whether we believe it or not.
Okay. All right. I agree with you. I agree with you on a lot of those points. I feel you. Okay. Stay on the line. I like your portrayal.
Wait, you had another question. You had another question. What was the other question? Oh, God, I had an answer. My answer was
Well, you kind of used Iraq for the good and the bad. I asked you, what.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, no, but my other question, what media outlet do I
Oh, yeah, what media outlet do you – yeah, I forgot to ask you that. What media outlet do you use the most? What do you access the
most? Whether you realize it or not. But if you are on Facebook or Twitter – or MySpace, majority of your day, or if you check that more than you watch TV, then that has become your media outlet. And it's such a threat. The social networking is such a threat to these big corporations, to where you will see on Video Music Awards, we've had this many tweets. We've had this many Facebook posts. We've had this. They're trying to keep up. Now they're incorporating. The only reason why they're incorporating it is because they are the social networking online is starting to make the media outlets, the CNNs that we're used to being the ones bringing our news, it's starting to become a threat to them. So
Yeah. The
media networks that we now go to is her Facebooks and her Twitters. And the only time that we may go to CNN is to confirm something.
You're right about that. I do. If I want to know the latest thing about what's going on with T.I., some shit like that, somebody from who's next.biz going to post it, or either Game Hunter going to post up some shit from Worldstar.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? People are going to do that. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I look at those as just me personally now. I don't know about, it's a lot of silly motherfuckers out here. But me personally, I'm looking at that. Yeah, I look at that as entertainment for the most part. Now, if it's something that's real, if it's something that's real, I may check into it a little further, like you said.
Hey,
but do I really know my source of media?
Your source of the news, because that's where you heard it first, was on Facebook or Twitter. So that's first source. But then you go and double check it on CNN or a more reputable site. But now the line's becoming blurry because you heard it first on your Facebook or Twitter, whereas CNN might have been back in the day your first choice. That's where you heard it first. Your first.
Right. You're right.
It's not that anymore. That's your secondary backup. Okay, I'm going to confirm it.
Okay. Go ahead, Nooney.
Hey, Blizzle. See, and the thing that you have to understand, you are not a person that is swayed easily.
But most people
are swayed easily. Like I can put on my Twitter right now, I can put that Cyril Blizzum Blue is a flaming fag. And I'm gonna tell you right now, bro, my 5,000 on one page and my 2,200 on another page and my 1,800 on a fan page, I think at least 500 of them will be saying that Cyril Blizzum Blue is a fag.
Just because Nooney said it.
Without even trying to investigate.
And
500 is a low number. I'm just being easy with you.
You're right.
It's where you get your news at first is what becomes your media outlet.
CNN
used to be that, but it's not anymore. It's your secondary to confirm.
If you don't agree with me, think about what happened when I got your radio show and I told everybody how much I liked your radio show. Think about how many people added. You think about it.
Yeah, you're right. Because, when you did say that, I did add a lot of new people because, people was like, well, if he thinks it's good, it's probably, I see what you're saying, Nooney. I see LL's point. You feel me? But I guess I don't know. Maybe, like you said, I'm not easily swayed. So I'm not just going to be looking at shit on Facebook and Twitter and just be rolling with it like it's ironclad. I'm just not going to do it. But then again,
for example, I can walk up to you right now in Atlanta and say, "What's up, blood? I'm a Piru blood. I want to start this blood set in Atlanta," and you're gonna be like, "Nigga, fuck you." But I can walk up to some people and say this shit, and next thing you know, these is the niggas that's robbing you up at the corner store talking about they Piru bloods.
Right.
When Piru is some Cali shit.
Right.
It's not some Atlanta shit.
Right. Well, let me get to the rest.
It depends on who's screaming it the loudest. Whoever's screaming it the loudest, and if that person has any credibility, then people thinking that it's a go.
Yep. All right, let me get to the next call. I gotta get some. I gotta get y'all these calls, man. I gotta get these calls. All right, stay on line, LL. Jana, what's happening?
Hey, what's good?
What's up,
ass bitch?
The show?
Oh man.
Why does Nudie always go at you like that? What is up with that?
I don't know.
She bit dick. She bit my dick at the Webby concert and she didn't say sorry.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh my God. All right, Jana, what's your take on the media, baby? Friend or foe?
It's both. It holds a lot of power.
Uh-huh.
It can sway either way, good or bad, you know.
So do you? I mean, you can't just pick. You're just gonna just go with both of them. It don't really matter. Okay, give me an example of a story that you heard in the media that you felt like the media really blew it out of proportion like a motherfucker. And then give me an example of something like you really glad they reported that story. 813, I was trying to come to your line, but you hung up, so I'm gonna get you next. Don't hang up this time. I'm getting you next. Go ahead, Jana.
Next.
Something that they blew out of proportion. Let me go with that whole Tiger Woods story. Not only did they blow that out of proportion, they try to find every mistress and whatnot. Isn't there like some type of show in the making for the mistress or like some type of I want to say, like, they're trying to turn, like, ugly ducklings into, like, swans or some shit. Like, they're trying
to... That sound like a show for you.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
I'm a damn it. Leave her goddamn... Let her answer the fucking question, Nudie. God damn it.
All right,
why
man.
Why do they always badge it, damn it?
I'm going to get off of her fat ass.
Get the hell out of here.
Bitch.
Why did you always bad? Y'all got something going on y'all ain't telling me about. I don't know what it is. Something done went down.
I just told you what happened. I just told you what happened.
Get the hell out of here, Nooney, with all your fucking power.
Bitch, answer the fucking question, you goddamn freak. Answer the fucking question.
Get the fuck out of here. Leave me alone.
All right, go ahead, Jana. I'm gonna mute Nooney while you answer the questions, Jana. Go ahead.
God damn it.
Answer the question. So what is an example of the media getting it right then? If you feel like the Tiger Woods, they blew it out of proportion. I don't know if I agree with you that they blew it out of proportion. Tiger Woods did fuck a lot of motherfucking fucked a lot of chicks. You know what I'm saying? And he's the number one golfer, he's the number one sports selling brand icon, you know, he's a billionaire off that shit. I mean, you know, if he does something, he's going to make news like that. So did they blow it out of proportion or did they just goddamn expose this motherfucker? You got to be careful when you're answering that question, everybody that's on the line. The question ain't, you know, do you feel like, I mean, they exposed Tiger, but did they blow it out of proportion? They just, you know, he's Tiger Woods. I can say the same thing about Michael Vick, but I just feel like the media really just drug him. They drug Tiger, but you know what I'm saying? They just exposed Tiger, I feel like, for the most part. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
You know what I mean?
It was for the good. It was for the good, but, I mean, you also have to take consideration that he has a family, he has kids. I mean.
Well, he didn't take into consideration, Shannon, when he fucked all them bitches. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing about it. You know what I mean?
True.
That's why you can't
be mad
that Mike Vick got fucked up, because Mike Vick did fight the fucking dogs with his dumb ass. You know what I'm saying? That was dumb. That was dumb, Mike. I'm fucking with you right now. You on the comeback. I made a whole show named Redemption behind it based on your story, homie. But that was dumb. But I'm glad you're back. You feel me? What about the instance that the media got it right, Jenna?
I think with the whole Haiti thing, with the whole earthquake, I think that they got it right because for some reason that story got out more so than the other stories that happen all across the world, that's happening every day, all sorts of tragedies and where people need to gather together and they need to help one another and donate and try to uplift one another. Well, they did so with Haiti. They really pitched in, I think. And I think they got something right. They got some kind of progress out of it.
You know what, Jenna?
You know,
that was a good one. That was a good one. I'm on board with you on that. I did think that not in where they got it right. I think that just the amount of tension that was given to Haiti when they was in crisis, like they never had that kind of attention ever, and they've been fucked up. They've been poor. They've been needing attention for years. You know what I'm saying? That's why they're so fucked up now, and they got a corrupt ass government on top of that. But still, you know what I'm saying? I think that when it did pop off and it did hit the fan and all that media attention, and you know, even though they probably fucked up half of that aid, you know what I'm saying? It did kind of shed a light on how fucking poor and how bad shit is in that country, and maybe some good did come out of that. That's a good one. All right.
Yes.
That's a good one. I'm going to go to the
next
caller.
I like that answer, bro.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. I'm going to the next caller. Stay on the line, Jenna. All right?
All right.
813. I finally got to you. You with the next
one. Florida.
God damn, nigga.
Oh, this bully. Straight.
You didn't even have to get a line at the club.
Bully. I forgot to do a fucking 813, nigga.
Aiming them. Hollering about stupid shit. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? What the fuck? You should have did that shit after the show, the game and Ruby shit. That shit was corny. Like, what the fuck they fighting for anyway?
I don't know, man. I just had to let it
air out. Hey, Bullet, I think they fighting because they want to fuck each other, man. That's
what We already know that. Because you see how she's going to get off the phone and she stayed, though. She didn't go nowhere, like. But, yo, I don't know, man. I don't know what that was about, man. But, damn, what's good, my blizzard? What's good, Nooney?
What's up, homie?
Man,
what's
we chilling, man. We good, man. We over here. This is my homie. For those of y'all don't know, this is my homie, Big Bully Streets. He's part of my Team Streets conglomerate. You feel what I'm saying? You dig? Respect the motherfucking conglomerate. You understand what I'm saying? The homie's got this mixtape on the street. You know what I mean?
Didn't he have a mixtape release party up at the club?
Yeah.
Got club goosebumps, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That shit got me kicked off of Facebook, but you know.
Yeah, we was in. I don't know how this nigga got cameras in the strip club in Atlanta. I don't know how he pulled it off, but we got pictures in the club and all that shit. That was a live-ass motherfucking release party.
Hey,
man.
the only other nigga that had cameras in the strip club was P. Diddy and Nelly. So that's good signs that you're going to be doing big shit, homie. Just stay alive. Stay out of prison. Stay away from these dumb, crazy bitches, and you're going to be good, homie. So you on that P. Diddy,
you know,
Nelly.
I like being mentioned in that company, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just a humble old dude, you know what I mean, in the A, doing my thing. But go get that Us Versus Them mixtape, man, for me.
For sure.
Word out.
For sure. If you're my Facebook friend, holler at the homie Big Bully Streets. Just type that in, and you can find him on my page and everything, and download the music. Go to the Reverb Nation page and check the homie's music. He's gangster with it. You feel me? All right, let's get into it, Bully. The media. I know you got some opinions about that shit. But basically, what do you think about the media, friend or foe?
Oh man, I hate the fucking media, man.
I hate
the media, man. I hate the media, bro. I mean, there's no other way for me to say it, man. I hate them. You know, they talk about shit that nobody want to hear about. Like you were talking about the white lady. Every time there's a white kid missing, a little white girl missing, oh, then it's on Nancy Drew. It's all on CNN. They doing the analytics and all this bullshit. Nobody gives a fuck. I don't want to sound heartless when I say I don't give a fuck. Little girls come missing all the time. What makes the little white girl so special where they got to, you know, run an hour-long, two-hour-long specials on one little white girl? You know what I mean? All that resource, all that money on one little white girl.
Yeah, it's because they want us to not care about ourselves. It's just like with the whole Martin Luther King thing with the streets. Like, that is something that has been set up to make us think that only white girls are important. And you know the little black kid Shawanda from Martin Luther King and 23rd or whatever,
right.
That shit happens all the time.
Been missing.
Been missing.
Right. She missing to give a little column in AJC, and that's a wrap. You know what I mean? So
right.
I think the only
time a little black girl in recent memory really got some shine was when the little black girl broke free from her ropes when she was like 7 years old. She escaped up there in Philly and shit. I think that was the only story I seen in recent years where they really, you know, a black person was missing, a black woman was missing. You feel me? They really gave her some shine. That was a little bit of shine because it was just like crazy because the little 7-year-old girl broke away and escaped from these dudes. You feel what I'm saying? And it was like, yo, they gave it a little bit of shine on CNN. But you're right about that, man. They don't.
They don't, man, and that's crazy. I didn't even see that. I have never seen.
I've never seen
no coverage on a black missing child or a missing woman for that matter. Not nationally, locally. But we live in a black city, so shit, that's bound to happen sometime. You know what I mean?
Hey, Bully.
What up?
I don't like to downgrade any tragedy, but you know, being that I'm originally from New Orleans, I know a lady. I can't remember if she's from Ohio or she was from Missouri, and she tried to explain flood, and she tried to say that it was equal or actually worse than the floods in New Orleans East, Mississippi, and Southern Alabama, and that's by result of Hurricane Katrina. She tried to say that their little floods that only killed like 1.5 people were worse than the New York Trade Towers getting knocked down and Hurricane Katrina. And, you know, she was a media person. So that ain't even nothing to talk about.
And what people don't realize about the media, man, is the media is really small. The people that control your media, they see all these channels. You know what I'm saying? I know if you got Comcast, you rocking with like 800 channels. You know, if you're in Florida, you got Bright House. They got Bright House. You know, they got 1,000 channels. But the media is ran by six companies. They call them the Big Six. The Big Six. And that's GE, Walt Disney, News Corp, Time Warner, Viacom, and CBS. Now they run everything. Every channel you got on TV is owned by one of them. You know what I mean? Whether it's BET, MTV, just because they don't say it on there, don't mean they don't own them. You got to look who owns these motherfuckers. You feel me? And then the radio too. And then even part of the internet. And then you got this big thing that's going on now with if you go to Stop Big Media, they call it Big Media. So they got to stopbigmedia.com for people that don't know, that want to educate yourself on what's being brought to you into your homes, through your radio, through your TV, and the content that's on there. If you want to change the bullshit that they putting on fucking TV, then go to stopbigmedia.com and read up and get informed about what the fuck's going on. There's a lot going on right now with Comcast, matter of fact, about to buy NBC, and a lot of people don't want to see that go down. You know what I'm saying? Because Comcast, as we well know from the cable services,
ain't about shit.
So, yeah. I mean, you got to get involved with that. It's important. You know what I mean? Just because it's TV and it's radio and people just accept it and take it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't on the radio. They don't put nothing new on the radio. And people just say, well, fuck it. You know, I'll just rock out to it. Fuck that. Do something about it. Change something, man. Do something to make a change in your life. You know what I mean? Instead of living the worst.
Exactly. I agree wholeheartedly. The homie is passionate about this media shit. Well,
man, he's saying some real shit.
He is, though.
Well, and what they do to our black athletes is fucking retarded. You know what I mean?
Man. Right,
what they do to the black athlete in the media is fucking retarded. First of all, we didn't make LeBron James what he was, man. You know what I mean? Yo, they put this nigga on the pedestal. You feel me? They put him on the pedestal, the media. So what does he do? He's their brainchild. He goes, uses the media to announce his decision, and then the media turn around and crushes the nigga and still trying to get us to hate the nigga. You feel me?
Right.
And I'm sitting there like, what the fuck did he do wrong, though?
Right. That's why I love that
he
was not commercial.
What did he fucking do wrong? He was a free agent.
Right.
wherever he wanted to go. Right. He chose to broadcast the shit on TV. I see ESPN shows one of these young little motherfuckers, college football recruits, basketball recruits come on TV and announce where the fuck they going. No problem. It's celebrated. It's a big thing. So this grown-ass man do it, and then he's a villain now.
Right. That's why I love that new commercial. You see that new Nike commercial?
That's my favorite commercial, man.
I love that commercial, nigga. I love that commercial. You know what I'm saying? I love that commercial just for that fact, just for what you just brought up. You feel me? That commercial is trill as hell. So give me two examples, Bully, real quick. Can you give me any example where you feel like the media got it right? Because you basically said you fucking hate them.
I hate them.
Can you give me any example of the media getting it right?
They get it right 100% of the time, depending on who you're asking or who you're talking to. You feel me? You know what I mean? It's all about, it's like they always have an agenda. You know, they want to get this side of America to agree with them or this side or, you know what I mean? So I'm pretty sure when some people hear the media, you know, some people, some liberals is like, yeah, some people in some living rooms are like, hell no. Nah. But until they get it to the point where it's consistent amongst everybody, then I'm going to always have a problem with them. So I can't think of nothing. I know they exposed a lot of shit, like the, what's that dude that was taking all the money? What's the nigga
Bernie
taking
Madoff?
All the money?
Bernie Madoff.
Bernie Madoff, shit like that. That's cool, man. But you know what? You know who that affects? That affects a lot of motherfuckers I don't know. You know what I mean? I can't recall a time the media has ever did something and exposed some shit that actually affected me. So, you know, they can basically kiss my ass, period, dog.
Hey, Bully, how do you feel about Lil Wayne kissing baby? Do you think that they overdid that? Or you think, do you even give a fuck or what?
I don't give a fuck, man. Who that nigga kissing, man? But even like, you know, his release and, you know, how they glorify all this and glorify the nigga, you know what I mean? But they love to glorify you. That's the thing about the media. They love to glorify you and build you up so they can crush you later, you know what I mean? So, as far as him kissing baby, man, I can't really, you know, I don't know why he kissed him like that, you know what I'm saying? I don't understand it, you know what I mean? I can't even begin to even fathom or even think or try to put myself in the man's shoes. But, you know, I didn't judge him, though. You know, I wasn't one of the ones, you know, the media don't swear me to do shit anyway. You know what I mean? I didn't judge him. It didn't make me turn around and judge him. He kisses baby in the mouth. Fuck it. I don't know, nigga. Fuck, nigga. I don't worry about what's going on in the locker rooms. I know in the Team Strip locker room, shit like that definitely doesn't go down. You know what I mean? So if you want to listen to rappers who only put lips on bitches, you know what I mean? Then, yo, go get that Team Strip album, too. How about that?
Who's y'all?
And while we got him on the line, some of y'all going to have to hold the fuck on. This is my homie, Big Bully Streets. I'd rather ride with you. You know I'm going to show love, Stress.
Hey,
run it
boy.
Down, nigga. Here we go. Big Bully Streets.
this, about that, about her, about me, about to do shit in the past. Loving when she laughs, her dimple show. Thought I fell in love for an instant, though. It was instant, yo, had to catch myself. Like bully hood up, I'm your race, still up. She don't even know us. And how the team move, mad chick after chick, that's just how the team do. She said she likes attention in blue and gray jewels. What a coincidence, baby, me too. Why they like the measles? Revered by the people. These other motherfuckers just sweet like eagles. Look me in my eye, ask what about your boo. Told her stop playing, I'd rather ride with you.
True.
Internet radio 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. Once again, 347-934-0966. Episode 109. The media, friend or foe. We had a lot of interesting remarks and answers on the particular topic today. You feel what I'm saying? My homegirl LL broke it down real good. My homie Bully says he just fucking hates the media. Like no love whatsoever for him. I don't feel like I hate the media. I hate the media in some instances. I can't say, but I feel like, just my personal opinion, I've seen them dredge up some shit, you feel me, and expose some motherfucking shit that I'm just really glad that we live in a country where those motherfuckers can't access public records and shine some light on some of the shit that some of these motherfuckers are doing. You feel me? I'm just going to throw some recent cases out here where I feel like I'm glad we had the media. You feel what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. I agree with the homie when he says, fuck the media, because he definitely hit the nail on the coffin with their depiction of black entertainers and black athletes. Love the mat. They love making them look negative. They love, that's all, oh man. That's an easy target for them. You feel me? But at the same time, I also feel like they've gotten it right. For instance, just like if there was no media, the little white dude out there in Utah that had the little fucking goddamn ranch out there where he was fucking all the little young underage girls, the Mormon motherfucker, like he's got some divine right to do that shit out there in Utah. You feel what I'm saying? Marrying all these little young girls, making them fuck each other's cousins and all this kind of bullshit. If it wasn't for the media shedding light and exposing that kind of, that shit would be going on and on and on. And that would just be a way of life out there where they live. When they put a national light and shine a light on that kind of bullshit, it does make people, it exposes them. It makes, you know, it makes people pay attention to that bullshit that's going on. If not, he probably would have went unchecked and whatever. You feel what I'm saying? The media exposed these motherfucking goddamn crooked-ass, stinking-ass pigs down here when they shot that motherfucking goddamn house up with that 92-year-old woman down here in Atlanta when they killed that old woman. You feel me? If it weren't for the media digging, you feel what I'm saying, to see what's going on with this case, how the fuck, why did these fucking cops shoot this 92-year-old woman? If it wasn't for that, they would have never found the fake-ass informant, and these motherfucking cops would have skated. They would have just planted some shit in the goddamn house. You feel me? Now, don't get me wrong. You know, they don't always get it right. You know what I'm saying? But it's instances like that right there where I say it's good that we live in a country that has that kind of media access to police information, public records and stuff. And you look, man, they're gonna abuse it, and they're gonna depict a certain class of people the wrong way. You feel what I'm saying? Like he said, they never tell you about the missing little black girl. They'll make a whole Nancy Grace special about Casey Anthony or whoever the fuck going on down in Florida. The white pregnant chick out there that got killed, Scott Peterson, whatever, Lacey Peterson. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, you know, how many goddamn black pregnant women get their ass beaten, killed by their boyfriends and shit? That shit don't be on CNN. They don't make a fucking feature-length movie out of that shit. You feel what I'm saying? That's all due to the media exposure of her case. You feel what I'm saying? You know, so I get that. I dig that. Like he said, they don't always talk about shit that's pertinent to the quote-unquote black community. But at the same time, at the same time, there are a lot of things that get exposed and is directly due to the media. You feel me? So I can't say I hate every single aspect of them. You feel me? I have to, in all honesty, kind of give them they're better than bad, even though they have a lot of bad about them, like some of the highlights that Bully pointed out. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And I understand where the homie was coming from. I hate the media too, but then again, I am media, so I can't hate it but so much. Because I report news facts and stuff like that on this show sometimes. The show ain't all about, you know what I'm saying, just crazy lunatic sex shit. You feel me? Y'all know that. Y'all know what K100 is about. You know, I use information that I got from other websites and other investigative journalism and stuff, and I bring it to the show and we talk about it. You feel what I'm saying? You know, like Janet said, the exposure of Tiger Woods, we did a whole show on prenuptial was about that and stuff like that, you know, and you know, was that, did they get Tiger wrong? No, they just exposed Tiger. You feel, they exposed the homie. You feel what I'm saying? Now, if you was Tiger, you would be like, fuck the media because they got all up in your shit. You feel what I'm saying? And cost you $750 million. But really, that's your dumb ass. Call it prenup, motherfucker. Ironclad. You understand what I'm saying? So I can't, you know, look, this is all I'm saying is when I ask the question, media friend or foe, man, you know what I mean? Everybody gonna have their own opinion. You feel me? And I want you to give me your honest and strong opinion about it. 347-934-0966 is the number to dial into the show. Hit the number one if you haven't talked yet. Hit the number one on the phone line if you haven't talked yet, and I'll come to your phone line real quick. I'm gonna open up Nooney's line back up. You feel me? What's happening? The homie Nooney Jr. is back on the show. You feel me? He's rocking the show with me tonight. I got his line back open.
What up?
Shay, what's happening, baby?
What's up?
What's going on?
I ain't nothing. Just cooking and listening.
Rent money, booty, Shay.
I gotta keep
rent
that
money,
rent
booty.
Going. I gotta,
Shay, you have a rent money, booty, Shay? Really? You got rent money, booty, Shay?
I can jiggle it a little bit. I can make a little bit tighter in.
Hey, Blizzum. She is one of the few slim females that have a rent money booty.
She working with something back there. I seen it before. She working with something back there. I seen pictures of her. You know what I'm saying? She got a little, for her to have a small frame, she fit them jeans good. I give it to her. What's going on, Shay? What do you feel about the media, baby?
Well, let's see. I think that the media is, I wouldn't necessarily say a friend. I'm going to say, what were we saying yesterday? The media is an acquaintance. We need that acquaintance around in our life. Because it takes the media, I think, to expose some things that, you know, just your everyday person and anybody wouldn't really know about. I mean, there's things that go on certain parts of the world and the country or whatever that, you know, that we just can't turn on our local news and find out, or that we might not be able to just log on Facebook and see. So, yeah, I think sometimes the media can be a friend or acquaintance.
Mm-hmm. Give me an example of something that you feel like the media got right and when the media totally blew it out of proportion.
Where they at?
Well, I have to agree with Bully when he was talking about the little girl. Yeah, I'm getting kind of tired of hearing about that case. It is sad, but there's a lot of little girls that go missing and get killed and, you know, bad things happen too. But, one that's old.
Hello?
Talking about that way after it happened.
What happened now?
Hello.
What'd you say?
I said one that's old. It's real old, but it's still about.
I can't hear you, Shay. I can't hear you.
Hold on. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I said one that's old, but I think that they still blew it way out of proportion was the whole OJ thing. That still
what?
Bothers me. Yes.
Well, do you think they really blew? Wait a minute, Shay. Do they? Come on. They blew. This nigga is OJ, first of all. And this nigga driving down the freeway in a motherfucking truck 10 miles an hour. He tripping. You know what I'm saying? This nigga brung the light on himself. And if he did do it, then again, if he did do it, this is how he would with his dumb ass. What the fuck? Why would you write that book, nigga? You just kill yourself. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, do I think they blew the OJ thing out of proportion?
I don't know. He was accused of murder.
It was murder, Shay. Did he fucking stab his wife and her boyfriend to death? And he was a fucking football icon.
36 times.
Yeah, was that blown out of proportion? I mean, he's fucking Orenthal J. Simpson. And he's been accused of stabbing his fucking wife and boyfriend.
36 times.
He wasn't the only person that's ever been accused of doing some murder.
Everybody's not OJ, Shay. Everybody's not a superstar like that. He was a star. He was a star. If Mia Nunes stabbed somebody 36 times, it's not supposed to make CNN and have a trial like that. But if OJ does it, if goddamn Larry King does it, if Larry King is white, if Larry King is accused of killing his fucking wife and her boyfriend, you know, a side dick, it's going to be the same thing. They're celebrities. That's a price to pay for fame. If you do some shit, it's going to get highlighted. So when people say, well, you know, when a star does something wrong and the media jumps on it, well, that's a price of fame. Right? Would you agree?
Well, it may be a price of fame, but I'm not taking up for him in his defense or in anything like that. I'm just saying that I just think it was just, it was overkill. It's like, you know, no pun intended. But, you know, I think that in the sense that in light of what happened, really, you need to go ahead and give him a little bit more stardom, a little bit more fame by, like, really drawing more and more and more attention to it. That's how I saw it.
It was a murder trial, Shay.
Do you think that he killed her?
I wasn't there, so I can't really say.
Do you think
he did? I'm just asking you a simple question. Do you, in your mind, do you think that he did it, or do you think he did it, he didn't do it? I didn't say you were right. I didn't say you had any.
I'm not going to comment. I don't want to be brought up.
Keep it 100.
What's the problem, Shay? You talked about sucking dick and fucking sticking a thermometer up your homeboy, of your boyfriend's ass on the show. What the fuck is wrong with answering the OJ question, Shay?
That's not murder. That's not murder. That's not an opinion.
That's like murder, sticking a thermometer up your boyfriend's ass. You might as well kill
him.
Don't make me bring up old shit, Shay. Don't make me bring up old shit.
Keep them bones in the closet. Keep them bones in the closet.
Just saying. Why can't you answer the question?
I think that is possible. I think it is possible.
Okay. We'll move along. What about something that they got it right then, Shay? Can you tell us that? Something that the media did that you liked the media's depiction and the fact that the media was around to expose it?
Dang. I see more bad stuff than positive. I'm trying to think real hard.
No? Nothing. There's never been a story that you like, damn, I'm glad somebody exposed that. I'm glad somebody told that. Nothing?
It probably is, but I'm in negative mode right now. I can't think.
Why are you in negative mode, Shay? What's the
problem?
You're in negative mode because you didn't have no dick.
Maybe. I don't know. Is that the problem, Shay?
I don't know. Maybe that is it. I don't know. Maybe I ain't been shaking my rent money booty enough.
All right, Shay, one more question for you.
Okay.
What are some major media stories that you are fucking sick of right now that they keep talking about right now?
What is
the story that they should be talking about that they're not? I didn't ask nobody these two questions. Kill myself.
I know one question that, you know, everything else is like, you know, like highlighting everything else in Florida that's going on. I want to know why ain't nobody talking about my girl that got killed.
Hold on. You know what? Hey, hold the fuck up. Hold the fuck up. You right. Let me tell y'all, you see what I'm saying? I'm gonna tell y'all what she's talking about.
Well,
I'm coming to the
deal.
Line, everybody. Don't go nowhere. Let me tell you about the fuck ass police. I don't even understand why the fuck this shit ain't on Nancy Grace. Shay got a homegirl. First of all, Panama City ain't even close to 100,000 people. This is a small town. This shit should have been plastered all over the news and CNN and everything. It's a girl that worked with Shay down in Panama City, little small Panama City, Florida. Her ex-boyfriend, who is a police officer, killed her, buried her in the motherfucking backyard, and this shit ain't even been, don't have some motherfuckers down, they even live in Panama City, don't even know about the shit. You can't tell me, that's one instance where the motherfucking goddamn media done covered up some shit, or the police done covered up, this motherfucker is a police officer. This motherfucker was at crossing guard duty. Leave crossing guard duty. Go home. Go to this girl's house. This is an ex-girl. Kill this motherfucking girl. And she white. Normally, I can see she was black. No, nigga, she white. Kill her. Get her in the backyard. And nigga, ain't nobody never heard of this story. And it happened in fucking Panama City, Florida.
Damn. That's
and
unheard of.
Motherfuckers right here, right now from the 850 that didn't even know that fucking story existed. Like, what the fuck? I didn't ever hear that. I got people hitting
you know
me right now.
I know they're talking about because he's one of our own, so we can't put that much publicity out there on it like that. Fuck that. One of your own murder somebody? That's why I don't really have anything positive to say about the media right now, because I feel like, I mean, we've been slighted a lot more than we've been helped, but, you know.
What you going to say, Noonie? That shit crazy.
I was saying, I didn't hear about it till I was on your show.
Yeah. I mean, what the fuck? How does this not make Nancy Grace? The bitch talk about every goddamn thing else. Every time a white motherfucking lady get killed and stabbed up, she got something to say. Is it because it was a police officer that did it? I don't know. But I was amazed that it happened in such a small place. And I was amazed at how many people from Panama City don't even know about the fucking story. That's why
I'm still talking about it, so more people can know about it. I mean, because it's like,
officer kill his ass girlfriend and stuff the bitch in the motherfucking and bury her in her backyard and nobody's talking about it? What the fuck? I don't know. You're right, Shay. I'm glad you brung that back up. That shit fucking crazy. I couldn't believe that shit. All right, Shay. Thanks for staying on the line. You had a couple people hit the phone line from the Bay like, what the fuck? They ain't know that.
Yeah, we can elaborate more if they want to talk.
LL, you didn't know that, did you?
Yeah, you know, the reason why nobody's talking about it is because not enough people are talking about it. And I have to realize that Nancy Grace's and those shows, like I was telling you, they're becoming secondary. They're dependent on people to Facebook them with stories in their town because they can't be everywhere. That's why they're not talking about it. It either has to be so huge or somebody has to tip them off because they've become too big and now they're depending on the Facebook. They're looking to Facebook and Twitter for their news. They're looking to them for that. They're looking for people. You hear it all over the shows whenever you watch the CNNs and everything. Facebook is how you think about this. Twitter is how you think about this. Hook up with us on Facebook. They're looking to the social network sites to find out this news. And then they run with it from there as if it was something they discovered. But no, people from major networks go to towns to do stories all the time. How do you think they got word that there was a story in that town? Somebody had to tell them.
All right. You might be right about it. So maybe the people in Bay County just ain't talking about that. Damn, maybe it's not trending enough on Twitter.
Not trending enough. And it's crazy because something like that can happen, and it has to be trendy enough for somebody to go in and do it. You know, good old boy Bay County ain't finna. They probably put it on the news for like 2 seconds, if that, because they not finna let one of their good old boys go down. Just like with the little boy at the juvenile detention center. That leaked out. Panama City didn't never want that recognition. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Recognition for that. Because then they had to start to answer questions. And you notice when that first started and it was just local news, wasn't nobody doing nothing about it. When it leaked and became national news, now people getting fired. Now the detention center being shut down.
Martin Anderson.
Yes.
Martin
Anderson. Had to become national news before they did anything about it. And as long as Panama City police can keep this under wraps, that's what they're going to do because they protect their good old boy town all day. Once it leaks and becomes national news, then you'll start to have investigations and then something will be done. But until then, it's not. It'll be on cold case files, and that's as far as it'll go.
All right, Shay. All right, LL, stand by.
Okay.
Michigan girl. Then I see the homie AJ on the line. What's happening, baby? What's going on? The media, friend or foe?
I'm going to have to agree with Shay. They like an acquaintance that you kind of need to have around sometimes, but I wouldn't call them a friend or a foe.
No, not really?
They like somewhere in between. Sometimes you need them, and sometimes they leave you the hell alone.
All right. Give me an example of something that you feel like the media got it totally wrong, and sometimes in an instance where the media got it right. Like, you glad the media was around to expose that, and then an instance where you feel like the media just blew this shit all out of proportion.
Something they actually got right? Hell, do they ever get too much right? There was an instance, the media in my hometown, where the police were chasing this guy I went to school with on a bike, and, you know, police officer bumped the tire, made him crash, and it was, you know, he ended up dying, and it was a big thing. But the media actually exposed it. They kept investigating, they put the police department on blast, And so in that case, I would say the media, they actually got it right. It was all over, you know, front page, a newspaper, which they usually don't do because my hometown is like 99% black, and it happened to be a white police officer from one of the little townships surrounding the area, not within the city limits, that actually did it. So I would say they got it right that time.
Okay, all right. And what about one where they just overkilled it?
Overkill or just, I don't know if it was overkill or just a story I'm tired of, but I'm really just tired of, honestly. I mean, I feel for the mother or whatever because it's horrible to lose a child, but that Natalie Hollowell thing where the girl went missing in Aruba or whatever, and they still talking about this. How many black girls or even other white girls then went missing and, you know, never heard anything about it, but now she's the mother. Y'all doing in-depth interviews with the mother because she went to the jail to talk to the man that supposedly killed her daughter. I'm just like, okay, y'all picked this one particular girl and y'all just, you know, taking it way overboard. Like I said, how many other girls have gone missing, you know, on vacation or whatever, and you never hear anything else about it?
Right.
But it's still going on. And like I said, don't get me wrong, because I know it's got to be a horrible thing to lose a child, and I never want to, you know, experience that. But, I mean, this has been going on for years now, you know, and when it first happened, you know, it was all over CNN, Nancy Grace, all of that, because she went missing on a school trip in Aruba or wherever. And, you know, it's just still been ongoing. And it's just like, how many other girls have gone, you know, missing, and it was never pursued, and their bodies never been found, and it's just not even important anymore.
You're right. It's a lot of them. It's a whole bunch of them. You feel me?
I mean,
and
so
I was the Natalie Holloway, case did. I was sick of that motherfucking case.
I mean, and like I said, you know, I know it's, you know, her child or whatever, but it just seems like y'all picked this one particular case and just took it. And like I say, y'all still doing interviews now to this day about it because he's somewhere overseas locked up and they can't even get him for that murder. They got him for something different. But y'all still doing interviews with Natalie's mother because she going over there to ask him questions.
Right, exactly. And my whole thing is, shit, I understand that, like you said, I never want to lose my child, and I understand, you know, that's tragic or whatever, but goddamn it, that's her child, not the whole world. It's too many other kids, too many other shit that's going on that we can be exposing. Of course, you expect for her.
How many other girls in the city go missing? I mean, when I was growing up, a little girl went missing. We was 12, 13 years old, you know.
I think the most exposure some black kids got that went missing was the Atlanta child murders. I think that's the only time they really just made a national story about some black kids going missing. That one, nigga, that was, what, the 70s?
Right, I think so.
That's
because
it was a whole bunch of them. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So
they had to do it.
Say what?
I said they had to talk about it.
Yeah, it was just too many kids. They couldn't not address it. You feel what I'm saying? All right, Alvina, before I go to the next one more question, and we'll go to the next caller. What stories do you feel like they should be talking about that they're not talking about? Yeah, besides that right there. Is there another story? Besides black kids, give me a specific story.
The story that you posted the link about on your page, like as well as Shade Friend, I think we should be hearing about that up here. You know, that's something that should be talked about. But the four boys that beat the 18-year-old boy to death in Douglasville, I saw the link on your page, but I've been, like, watching the news and trying to see, and they do, like, little bitty, oh, they going to court or they still in jail, but it's not, like, a big thing. That was a really senseless act. You got into it with somebody else, and you decide you're going to jump on the next person walking by, and y'all beat the boy to death for no reason, and that's not news. To me, that's not getting enough exposure. That's something that a lot of more people need to know. I was talking to some people at work, and they hadn't even heard about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
So, I mean, it's it's really tragic that they would do that, but I think the media needs to, you know, have that out there more so some of these other kids can know, you know, what's going on and realize that he was just an innocent bystander. He was just, you know, walking by or whatever, and they just killed him for no reason.
Yeah, you're right. That story does need to get more legs. I know it's been gaining a little legs, but like
right.
I said, you know,
it's been getting a little bit more, but like
he's a young black male.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's still so many people that don't know about it. Like, I watch the news. I may not watch it every day, but I try to watch it because sometimes it gets depressing. But had I not saw the link, you know, the little thing on your page, I might not have known about it because what the media puts on about it is so quick and fast.
Well, now you're just totally proving me wrong and proving LL right about when I asked what's the social, what's everybody's source of media. LL brought up the point, goddamn it, Facebook and Twitter is everybody's source of media. So I guess she's right.
I mean, she is. You do find some, you do get a lot of information from Facebook and media, but it shouldn't be the main source because a lot of times you might get some stuff from Facebook or Twitter or whatever. I'm not even on Twitter, but I'm just saying that could be wrong. Like when they were saying there was a thing going around Facebook that, not that I really care, but there was a thing going around Facebook not too long ago that Bobby Brown was dead. I mean, so it's like, yes, it can be useful, but you also have to be careful with the information you're getting from those social websites, too, because people do start rumors and they put that out there, and you have everybody thinking something is, you know, going on or something is news and it's not really news or it didn't really happen.
Right, exactly.
So,
all right, stay on the line if you can, babe. I got a couple more callers. I'm only got 8 minutes left, all right?
All right.
AJ. I see you out there, kid. Hit the number one. I ain't heard from you, but if you can talk, kid, it's 678-789. You on deck, too. AJ, what's happening, homie?
What up with it, man? What up, new name?
Nigga, shut your ass up, nigga. I just seen you 3 minutes ago.
Well, fuck you there, bitch.
That nigga was trying to get off the damn food at McDonald's.
Minutes,
shit,
I got
bro.
8 minutes. I cannot waste 2 minutes on you two niggas arguing.
All right, bro. All right, I'm done.
Damn it.
I got
they cousins, y'all. Y'all got to excuse me and AJ. You know how family is. Damn it. AJ, your take on the media. Your take on the media, AJ. Friend of folks.
Before I start, man, Blizz, man, you need to play this. My boy, man, Londo Seals, man. He's an underground R&B artist, man, out of Houston. Trying to represent for all the people out there in Houston trying to do something with themselves, man.
Okay. Didn't you post that in the feed in K100?
Yeah, I did. I'm gonna send you his music.
Okay. All right. Send if you are the homie that he's talking about, if you're a K100 group member, then that's that link that Noonie posted up, and that's AJ's people. So y'all check the homie out. We gonna support him. We fuck with them. You know what I mean? So you know he fucking with us like that. So that link that Noonie put in the K100 page, that's the artist right there. All right, AJ, friend or foe, the media.
Fuck him.
God damn it, man. I knew you was going to say that. I knew you was going to say the same thing Bully said. I just knew you was going to say, why fuck them, dawg? They don't do nothing. They don't do anything. There's no stories that they've uncovered. You feel me? That's like, damn it. Go ahead.
Motherfuckers, man, they pick favoritism, man. Showing proof, man. Michael Vick got fucking 2 years and damn near lost his whole motherfucking career behind fighting some dogs. And fucking Sage Rosenfeld get accused for the same shit Kobe got accused for. And he only got slapped on the hand by suspended 4 games. And I ain't heard shit about that shit as of lately. I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't know if they settled it. I don't know what the fuck happened. All I know is he got suspended
so,
four
so wait
games.
A minute. Wait,
got 2 years.
But AJ, you blaming the media. I hated the media's depiction of Michael Vick, and I already said that. But Michael Vick got the 2 years from the judge and the jury, not the media. The media just exposed what Vick did.
No, see, the media, what the fuck the media did is they bought this shit. They fed the fucking fire, man. Everybody it's motherfuckers on the team that was fighting the dogs. It's white boys and every motherfuckers out there fighting dogs. They was out there with Vick. They was going in the house getting fucked up and watching the fights and had dogs coming over, too. But you didn't see them get nothing. It was just Michael Vick.
Okay. I said the media was fucked up for their portrayal of Mike Vick. I think the only other black person in the past 10 years In the past 10 years, they got a worse depiction in the media besides Michael Vick was Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You feel me? They really ran Michael in the ground about the child molesting shit. You feel me? Which who knows what he did or didn't. And he put himself in a position, you know, grown man having kids spend the night like a 12 and shit. I mean, damn it, Mike. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? They really creamed the homie. What about, so there's no instance that you can feel like the media, you glad the media was around to expose this story? And there's no instance you can think of?
No, because there's a whole bunch of stories that they should have exposed that they didn't.
But I'm not asking about them, AJ. What about the ones that they did expose and you like, damn? See, that's my whole point. Listen, when it comes to the answer that you and Bully gave, in general, yeah, nigga, I can say fuck the media at the end of the day. Because I know for a fact the media is biased. When it comes to black people, they do not tell the stories that affect black people. They do not care about missing black kids. How they depict black, all of that right there. But I can't generally, in general, say fuck them all the way like that. Because I know for a fact that I've seen enough stories, and I named a few already, where they exposed some shit, and I'm glad they fucking ass was here to expose it. I'm glad they was here to expose Enron. I'm glad they was here to expose Bernie Madoff. I'm glad they made Bush look like the idiot he is with the Hurricane Katrina handling of the situation in FEMA and all that. I'm glad, motherfucker. Yes, thank you. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So it's like I can't really just 100% all the way live cream them. Because sometimes they expose some shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, hey, that needed to be exposed.
I could agree with that to some extent. Some of the shit that they talk about, I'm kind of glad it came out because it was shit that I figured out already. And other people were so dumb and biased to it, and then when they finally hit, somebody was telling the truth. Yeah, okay, I can understand that. But
right,
fuck
right.
Anyway.
All right, fine. What is a
Blizzle.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm finna get ready for my show, man. Y'all fuck with me after the after party. It's going down. 347-934-0213. I said that 347-934-0213. K100. This is Noonan Jr. Live. Yeah.
All right, homie. Holla at the homie. All right. Now, AJ, before I go on to the next caller, you feel what I'm saying? What the fuck? Okay, my bad. Before I go into the next caller, actually, I only got 3 minutes left. Let me take this last caller, and I'll hang around and see if I can catch you and see if they want to hang around for the after party. Stay right there, AJ. I'll come back to you.
All right.
Key hit the number one, if you want to holler at me, because I ain't seen you hit the number one yet, but I seen you been on here. 678-789, you on the air. You want to holler at K100?
Hey, man, what's happening, man? This is White Man Swole, man. Just checking in, man. You hear me?
Oh, what happening? This the homie Big Swole. What's going on, man? I don't know. You know, I don't know your fucking number by heart. I got that shit in speed dial. I just hit the number, nigga.
Hey, motherfucker, one thing about it. You know about heart when you need it, goddammit.
No, I don't. I need it. I still got to go in that phone book, motherfucker, or hit last call and hit Swole number. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I do that dial that motherfucker out. You know what I'm saying? Believe that.
Hey, man. Hey, believe that. Hey, check this out, though, man. Go to holler at Kilo, man. I'm just listening in, man. I caught the show kind of late, man.
What you got to say about the media? I got 1 minute. You like the media? Fuck or fuck the media?
Nigga, I don't even look at the motherfucking news, media, the TV, period, nigga. You know what I mean? So, hey, fuck the media, man. You know what I mean? Fuck the media, man. Long as I ain't in the motherfucker.
All right, hey. Hold on a second. I'm going to have an after party. Hold on, I'm going to open up the lines in a minute. Let me tell everybody what's going to pop off.
All right, now.
All right, everybody. We got about 60 seconds left in the live broadcast of the show. All right, so if you want to continue this conversation with me on K100 Internet Radio, dial 347-934-0966. Once again, dial 347-934-0966. I'll have me a brief after party in a second, you feel me? Not too long tonight because I got something to do, but you know what I'm saying? Just hit me up on the phone lines. You got about 50 seconds. 347-934-0966. The live portion of the show will stop streaming in 48 seconds. It's moving. 347-934-0966. So if you listen to me on the internet, you're going to hear the outro music real quick, and then I'm going to come back to everybody that's on the phone lines, and I'm going to open the phone lines up for the free-for-all. You dig? K100 Internet Radio, you're rocking with the best of them. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for everybody listening live. And we're going to the after party on the phone lines. 347-934-0966. Stand by.
party, it's the after party, and welcome everybody to the after party. Thanks for y'all that can hang around for a couple of minutes and hang out with your boy for a few more minutes extra. K100 Internet Radio. Of course, you know this portion of the show does show up on the podcast version of the show, so you know, keep that in mind. We're not streaming live over the internet, but this is being recorded and will be a part of the MP3 downloadable version. I had somebody tell me, oops, I didn't know that part stays on there. I thought you had to be on the phone line. No, motherfucker. Your boyfriend might actually hear about you that time you fucked his homeboy. Yeah, he might hear that. I'm not going to edit it out. I'm not going to do it for you. I'm not going to do it for you. Jana's on the line. Bully's on the line. T. Lewis is on the line. Michigan Girl's on the line. AJ's on the line. LL's on the line. Shane's on the line. Big Wall's on the line. I don't know. I'm going to open up Key's mic. I don't know if she want to talk or not. Key, you want to talk?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Well, I was waiting, but I was trying to get you to talk, but you never hit number one. So I figured you might be in the middle of something. You know what I mean?
Nah, some need to be in the middle of me, but nah, just...
And she's still loyal to K100. And she's still listening to the show.
We got a few volunteers. Bully? Yo.
What happened?
Key says she needs something to be in the middle of her.
I got you. Oh, shit. Wow.
We ain't got to talk about the media. We ain't got to talk about the media. We can talk about whatever. Let's talk about somebody getting in the key.
Somebody better goddamn tighten up, goddamn. Key says she needs something in the middle of her, man.
All she wants is a nigga head in the middle of her leg. That's all the fuck she wants.
Nah, hey, that's really right. Cause they might be thinking about it. They're like, well, we can do that. Which one?
Hey, Blizzum.
Yeah.
You didn't ask me a question. The one question that I really wanted to answer was, what's the one story I'm really tired of hearing about?
Go ahead. What is it?
Oh, my God. I'm tired of the 16 and pregnant bullshit. I'm tired of going down the aisles and seeing multiple magazines they're on the cover. They're the cover story. It
really?
Not only is it on, well, you know,
yeah.
Not only is it on MTV and whatnot, that shit is on cover stories. This shit is being talked about all over and it's making, it's glamorizing the bullshit. And I know what it was like to be 16 pregnant. And damn it, man, I would not dare fucking go on that damn show and be talking about, oh, yeah, I'm having a baby and making it look like it's the best thing in the world and what every 16-year-old girl should be doing right now.
Gina, have you seen the show?
Yes, I've seen the show.
You've seen it?
Yes.
Oh, okay, because I've seen it, and I ain't seen one of them girls talking about some that it was a good thing. All of them were in tears that I saw, but I might have saw a different episode.
There have been some girls, and they're talking, they shouldn't be on the show, period. They shouldn't even start that show to begin with.
Well, Jen, if it's showing, I've never watched the fucking show because, like, really, fuck it. But you know what I'm saying? If in fact they are showing 16-year-old girls having a hard fucking time and showing these little girls that, nigga, this shit is not a motherfucking game. We got bills, we got problems, we got issues. Boyfriend breaking up with me when the leave. If they showing them girls all that, if it's deterring some of these motherfucking girls, I don't know, because I don't know. You saying they on the covers, but are they on the covers but depicting them like it's all gravy, or is the show popular because it's like, you know, one of them shows where it's showing like some real life fucked up ass shit? Like, I don't know, because I never watched the show, so I don't speak on shit I don't know, but I've never watched that show. So, I don't know. I'm hearing two different ways.
Okay, on the covers, it's like 50-50. It's either like, oh, it's a good life after giving up the baby, or it's a good life while I still have my baby. And then there's other covers where there's like this one chick, she's out there, and she's dating a whole bunch of guys, and she might have another baby on the way, just... stuff like that. I mean, so
that's like
I'd uploaded them.
Obviously, they ain't learning their lessons. And how are these shows still being made when there's new seasons? Because I heard
because bitches are still fucking at 16 and 15.
I know.
Yeah.
But they,
well, it's real life shit.
Right.
Yeah, it is real. Those shows are. I've seen that show, and for me, because I did have my child at 16 too. When, back in the day, you have to realize, Jenna, back in the day, white America used to keep it so closed and say that only the minorities were having kids at 16 or whatever. They would have beauty pageants and contests and things where you can win scholarships, but if you had a child at the age of 16, you could not enter those things because for a long time in America, they did not show that, and they pretended that kids weren't getting pregnant at 16 when statistics said that they were all day long. The only thing was, white America was taking their children to the abortion clinic and saying, oh, no, not you. We're going to let the black folks and the Mexicans and everybody else do that. So the fact that they are showing it with these blue-eyed white girls on TV, I personally think that it's a good thing because now you are uncovering some of the dirt that happens. The numbers have grown so great that now they can't hide that anymore. They can't hide
it's
it anymore,
like,
but they hid it for a long time.
Well, I don't know. I don't know, Jenna. I think I'm agreeing with Elle on this one. You feel me? I think, like I said, I haven't watched the show, so if they're glamorizing it, by all means, it's some bullshit. But if they're exposing a little dirty little secret that they've been trying to keep hidden for years and all, I don't know. But
the tabloids are doing their thing with it as far as they do it. Like she said, it's 50-50. So one week it'll be life is okay after the baby or life is good after the baby. But, you know, the tabloids, if it's good, they glamorize it. And then the next week it'll be the same girl, and she's in tears on the front of the tabloid saying, I can't get a boyfriend because I have a baby. So they are doing it 50-50. But, Blizzum, I wanted to say something to you right quick because I know you're going to do your research on what I told you. And when I said that the media, and I don't want you to call me out and say I lied. Because I ain't lying. The media, they can, I say lie because the media are not governed by the fact that they can knowingly omit information and not tell you. But I figure if you can know something and not have to tell me and I'm looking at you to tell me, then that's the same thing as a lie.
True.
So they can knowingly omit
information. That's where they got things like slander and stuff. They can still be checked at some point, so they're still going to be cautious for the most part. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they can knowingly omit. Even if it can kill you, they can knowingly omit that information and not tell you and still do the story as, like, yeah, I want to clear that up.
Okay, so let me ask anybody this. Anybody, I mean, y'all can talk about whatever, but on this subject, who reads tabloids? Honestly, don't lie. Don't fucking lie. Don't fucking lie.
I hate
tabloids.
I hate them.
I read them.
I look at the cover,
when they're
in line at the grocery store, I just look at the cover, but buy one, read one, no, I ain't got time for all of that.
That's about as far as I do
is
see it in the store at the line.
It's like $2.
I'm looking at them because I'm tired of standing in damn line.
Exactly.
You're being Walmart. Walmart line. I can go home.
Nobody reads them
because I'm nosy. I read them because I'm nosy. I want to see what they got to say about Whitney and Bobby now.
But anyway, you know it's a fucking lie.
Bobby. What they saying about Whitney and Bobby?
They ain't saying nothing this time.
No, Bully want to know. Bully want to know.
Like, what the fuck? Nah, Bully, you don't like the media.
I read them. Because I'm nosy. I be seeing how far they can stretch the lie. Like, right now, Oprah's all over it because she's got her new network. So they bringing up dirt again on her. All they do is bring up dirt once you in the spotlight for something. That's what they do. So I be reading them, see what they can lie about.
You know what, since we got some rappers on the line and shit, you know, we do the music around here. Let me ask everybody this, honestly. This is one media story that has gotten legs, and I can't fucking believe it did. And I don't even know, I don't believe it, but I can't believe it. What does everybody think about this whole Illuminati, blood sacrifice, Jay-Z, Beyonce, sell your soul to the devil to be rich?
I don't care.
Let's take it
for
the money. I don't give a damn.
I ain't getting no money from him. I don't care. I ain't blowing that shit in my blood over.
What you think about that, Bully?
At first, I didn't think it was a big deal, and then everybody started talking about it. So I don't know how to feel about it. Your man, he's starting to come out now denying it. Like, if you're hearing any of his new songs,
yeah,
his new shit he got out,
it.
He's starting to deny it. That he's not. He's starting to say he's God body. He's God body. He's not, you know, Illuminati. So,
right.
I mean, but, you know, I don't give a fuck, man. I don't give a fuck about them folk, man. You know why I give a fuck about Blizzle? That nigga Dick DeNiro, Nextel,
right.
Easy, Big Swole, you know what I mean? Game Hunter Films, you know?
Right.
I don't give a fuck.
I know you don't care, Willie. I know you really don't.
That's on your secret society. That should have been your secret society show, though, because,
I brought it up on the show. You might not have been online. I brought it up. It just didn't get
I was on the line,
Nobody stuck to it. Nobody believes it. Nobody believes that story. Anybody.
I believe it.
I'm
in the New World Order videotape, you know what I mean? I think that's real.
You don't care, but you believe it.
Not playing.
Do I believe in the Illuminati, or do I believe that Jay-Z in them in it?
Do you believe these stars have to give blood sacrifices to get to a certain level of fame, like how they saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if they in it, shit. They ain't just going to let them be in it because they popular, shit. I'm sure they have to do something. That motherfucking something crazy. You know what I mean?
Because
when it's twin, you in for life, right?
Yeah. Anybody else believe it? Not whether you
Who
care.
Who cares?
You believe
it?
Yeah, I believe it.
I could care less.
Wow, I believe that's where that smoke is fired. Where that smoke is fired, dog. So they said,
"Come on, man, really? I can't believe
you don't think they're doing that. Why you don't think they're doing it? Why you don't think they're doing it?
Wait. AJ, what did you just say?
I'm talking about you'll be on this after party shit all night if you want to hear my views and opinions on this shit. I think all that shit's real, man. That kind of shit just don't come out.
AJ, you believe that Jay-Z, Beyonce, Puff Daddy, all these people with all these black. Funny how they're only picking out black people, by the way. By the fucking way. Funny how they're picking out black rich people.
They say the white crackers is on there, too.
Who's the white person they said? Who's the white person, Bully? What white person they said? Name them.
I can't even name the black motherfuckers, man.
John Osteen, George Bush.
The Bushes.
So you think they have to give blood sacrifices, though? Really, blood sacrifices?
You gotta get the NWO video, Shouty.
They gotta kill a person. A blood sacrifice doesn't necessarily mean a person. It could be an animal. A blood sacrifice.
An animal.
Blood is being shed.
Nigga, they never gonna ask you to join either.
They talk about people, man. I mean, I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? They talk about people, man. And you know, I know motherfuckers, man. And I know motherfuckers that be in the game, be in the gangs and shit like that, and organizations. They kill their own people, man, to get up in that shit. So, you know what I'm saying? That's believable to me.
Man, I don't understand why it's such a shock. People have been sacrificing people since the beginning of time, and animals and whatever. So, I don't put anything past a person.
Maybe, like, Aaliyah's death and shit like that, and Lefi's death into that shit, I don't believe all that. I don't think that's how they died or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
I don't care. As long as it ain't affecting my bank account, my kids, I know
y'all don't care. We already established nobody cares. I understand that. You feel me? You still going to dance off the goddamn Beyonce hot song at the club. Nobody cares about that.
Put my
that means nothing.
On. What the fuck
you
ever, Beyonce?
You know
as long
what
as you catch my kids, bitch, I kill your ass.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, like, I'm shocked that it even had legs, because when it first came out, I'm like, come on. Put it this way. When I first saw that story, I'm like, tabloid shit. This shit'll never. I looked at it like, I totally dismissed it like it was actually on the cover of one of those magazines, on the cover of the Inquirer in the grocery store stand. That's how serious I took it. And now, I'm hearing, once again, LL, I give you props, LL, you bring up a good point. I'm seeing people post it all over Facebook, so now what? Because they posted on Facebook now, everybody's believing it now? What?
And that could be the reason why it's starting to get legs, because it is being posted everywhere. But you know, the main time that starts to be posted is around Tupac's birthday. Then that goes crazy. And then sometimes it continues on for a lot longer.
I mean, to me, it's old. Like, that's like old news.
Yeah,
right?
It is really old.
I told me about this like 6-7 months ago. I seen the video like 5 months ago. I ain't seen nobody post nothing about it recently.
This has been talking about this since like. Since damn near like 2005, man.
Yeah, it's been around.
When he started throwing up that little diamond sign, they trying to say he a devil worshiper and all this old crazy whatever.
All about the dollar, man.
That nigga MC Hammer, tell him call that nigga devil worshiper.
But
Who put a mic in him or something?
Wait a minute, Bully. Look, man. I mashed Hammer when I first. That was last week when I first. I mashed this nigga on the show. Nigga, one thing for you to call JC out, nigga. But this whack ass song and this whack ass video, nigga. Come on, man. Come on, Hammer.
We got a video out.
Hold on, Bull. I'm trying to find it for you. Hold on. I'm going to try and reshare it again. I just posted it. I got to see if I still got it. I was like, what the nigga?
I said, better run, Jay-Z. Oh, shit. Yeah, Hammer. He got the background dancers too in the bitch.
Come on, man.
He got the background dancers in his mouth.
Man, this nigga sound like, man, the whole song is whack, man. The whole shit is just garbage, man.
Look at Hammer coming to the room with all the white folks,
what were you
man.
Expecting? It's MC Hammer. What were you expecting? Really?
That nigga's an icon,
shit.
Man.
Wait, what? This nigga lost a million coupons for me for that fuck ass.
He lost a million everything way right before that.
He couldn't hold it to the sunset.
Nigga's an icon, son. What you mean?
I like Hammer when he was too legit to quit, man. I don't want to hear that other shit, man. Yeah.
I don't even know what to say about that Hammer shit. But that, like I said, the Illuminati shit is just crazy to me, man. You feel me? The Illuminati shit was just. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Would you believe black people would do something like that? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, you know, like actually, yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say, ultimately. Okay,
man,
black people
on,
started some of that
with,
stuff. We back in Africa.
Shit.
I'm playing, for real. We
he
was
on the
eating each other. We was cannibals.
That nigga got a tat on his neck?
We gangster.
Why is Bully sitting there watching this shit on the air?
Hey, Blitz.
Yes,
yo.
Go ahead, AJ.
You remember when I was talking about how the powers that be was trying to control, people and shit like that, trying to control society with the rap videos and all that shit like that? That's all that shit is, man. I mean, look at the generations, man. Look at these motherfuckers now, tight-ass skinny jeans, sagging. They don't give a fuck about no education or nothing. Everybody want to be a hustler, a rapper, and all this shit.
Bully! I gotta mute Bully. I'm gonna mute you, Bully, for the next 2 minutes until you get done with the video, son.
Nigga's dancing though, son.
This nigga ill, man.
That nigga is still dancing.
I'm muting Bully. Go ahead. I'm gonna take Bully off mute in 2 or 3 minutes when he gets done. Go ahead.
It was one thing when you had asked about a story where the media got it wrong and then they ended up getting right, and I couldn't think at the time. But y'all remember when that one chick was talking about that some black man had kidnapped her daughter?
Oh yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
and then they
yeah.
ran, and she ended up going down to Disney World. It turned out she
yeah.
took her and her daughter to go to Disney World.
Yeah,
and then the media went through hell and high water to try to find this mysterious black dude. And then somebody, in my opinion, I think somebody had a black friend and said, "Nigga, don't nobody take nobody else's kids, especially their white kids."
Especially no nigga,
they
don't take their own kids. What about that lady in North Carolina drove her kids into the lake? And she said a black man stole a car and y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Now, what about that little balloon thing where they talked about the little boy was in the weather balloon out in Denver or somewhere?
That was out here in Arizona.
Yeah.
It was bananas.
Yeah, that's one time where the media got it right. The media really exposed those motherfuckers. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the media keep on digging, this motherfucker would have had a book deal and all kind of fuck shit. You feel what I'm saying? You feel
the little boy wanted to run his mouth.
Hold on. Let me check on Bully. Bully! I come back.
You're cracking up.
I gotta see this, bro.
Oh, you gotta see
I know,
that
I'm about to look at it right now.
That shit is whack.
It's a hot mess.
Y'all know what? Another time you got it right. I think when I had just moved down here, there was a chick that said she got kidnapped or something. She was supposed to be getting married. A white chick had said something.
Yeah, the runaway bride.
Yeah,
right. She ran away because she didn't want to really get married or something. She tried to say some black dude kidnapped her or shit.
Yeah. The bitch with the big eyes, the big bug eye bitch, the white girl with the big
eyes. Hey, I got big eyes. What you trying to say?
It just makes your big ass. Oh, man. But, yeah, I remember the runaway bride. That shit was so funny when they exposed. I knew she was lying, though. I knew that bitch was lying from the gate. You know what I'm saying? I knew she wasn't. I knew she just looked like she was crazy. The look on her face, I was like, man.
You had the look on her face.
I just felt like she was just. I just felt like the whole shit was bullshit, and I was right. I felt like that one off the top. You feel me?
What
they
you
had
gonna
cool
try to kidnap somebody just about to run down the aisle? Literally.
For real?
Yeah. That woman kidnapped somebody who's about to be committed. That's what I'm saying. That's about to dance up to my black people taking kids. Yeah, right. You have to be committed.
Oh,
I was gonna have to.
Bully.
Oh, shit. You bully. Oh, my bad. What up?
You done with the video,
he's
man?
Still laughing.
He baptized the nigga in the water, shouty.
Yeah, he did. He baptized
the nigga in the water, shouty.
Shouty.
Hell no, man.
Yeah, man. Whack, man. The song was whack. The video was whack. What was the white dude? Was the white dude supposed to be his clique nigga? His crew?
I don't know.
How he had to go and slow motion in the background like nigga? They was blood.
Those were his goals. Them his goals right there.
I don't know.
Damn.
To the chest.
Yeah.
Is that nigga still married? Is he still married?
I don't know.
You know your wife left him when he went broke.
Well, I said that bitch. I sent him over to that church.
Well, everybody, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show and hanging around for the after party. I'm getting ready to sign out. You dig? You feel me? Catch the show tomorrow. Hopefully, I have a show tomorrow. I have somewhere to be at about 6, so hopefully I can get done in time. If it's looking like it's not, then I may have to cancel it. But I'll schedule one anyway. If not, I don't know. I have to get a guest host or something. I don't know how this is going to work out.
You got
to
go, boy. Clay Cole.
Nah, that would be some shit with my little boy. I got to do shit with my little man. You know what I'm saying? So,
oh,
you know.
Okay. Hey, send me that video. Send me that performance video to my email so I can post it on my page, on my MySpace.
Man, it's a big ass file. You know, I try. You know what? I may go to SynSpace or some shit and do it. You feel me?
That Dropbox shit.
Yeah. It's over 100 megabytes. Well, I think they might. I gotta find somewhere that let me do over 100 megabytes.
Oh shit! It's like that. Damn.
It's like 15 minutes long. You know what I'm saying?
That's an after party right there. I'm about to try and give out some folk babies.
All right, everybody. I'm out, man. Thanks for hanging around. I'm out.
All right, later. Bye. Later.